across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
No, I've done something. No. It's okay. I've done. Don't worry, the feedback will go in a minute. I'll turn it down. I've done something to the speakers. I've set the speakers. They've got speakers in here that are supposed to only play when the adverts are on, okay? Plays the adverts so we can hear. When the microphones go live, the speakers cut off. But there's a little... Do you know how to work this speaker box, Amy, and reprogram it? Because I've reprogrammed it so the microphones are going live through the speakers. Good evening, Wembley! So I don't know...
That's some wicked larceny.
Thursday the 12th of... Friday the 13th and a full moon. Mind that cable there, Amy. I've programmed it. So, look, you see, I don't know if you can tell that it's going through there. So, okay, here we go.
She knows.
She doesn't. She's just pressing the same buttons that I pressed in slightly
it's
different...
It's got to be one of these two.
No. You don't even... Do you know where the third button is on there?
It's not a third button.
Yes, there is. It's that. Get out! She knows less than me!
That's not a button, that's a knob.
That's true.
It's a knob that you can press and it does... Oh. Hello?
No.
No? Okay, well, that's bad news. Friday the 13th. Oh, the late night alternative, Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle. We're on Periscope, don't tell the boss. Calls are going to go straight to air tonight. It works like this. You phone up, we go, hello, line one, you're on the wireless. Hello, line one.
Ian.
Yes.
This is Andrew. I tweeted you earlier and I thought it's a good time to share some music I think you might like.
Let's
this
do it.
This is your last interviewee confirmed what I think your taste lies, which is in theatrical kind of
my taste
artist, a bit like By Life Story and Neil Hannon. Anyway, to cut to the chase, there's a man called Alex Cameron who has an album out today.
Yes.
I don't work for him. I don't get royalties for him. And I'm fanboying about this album. He's in the UK next week.
Who is this guy? We're going to go there. Let's go to YouTube. Alex.
He is an Australian who sings a bit like kind of...
Give me a song. Give me a song to type in. Country Fix?
You want to listen to Far From Born Again for a few
Far
reasons.
Far From Born Again. Oh, yeah, baby, I'm far from born again.
While you're covering him.
Here we go. Let's have a listen. This is Alex Cameron. It's one of those videos where there's, like, acting at the start. Here we go.
That is she'll keep on hustling, make money till the cash starts rustling. She's got the keys to the till.
I think we're busy now. We're full of guests.
We are actually quite full next week.
Full of guests next week, I'm afraid, Andrew.
That's okay. I'm not his PR.
Okay.
I thought I'd recommend that. I thought you and your listeners would like that.
Thank you very much indeed. I'm always up for new recommendations, although I tend not to like them. I know what I like,
mm-hmm.
And I own what I like.
You told me about 3 years ago that you had enough bands.
I've got enough bands. I think I've got enough bands. I've got enough bands. Yeah, I don't need any more bands in my life. But thank you for that, Andrew. I appreciate that. So Friday the 13th, and it's a full moon.
Mm-hmm.
The moon is full. And it is, I was going to say it's a myth. It's not a myth. I have... We've done this before. What do they call it when you don't have statistical evidence? If you know out there, you can shout it. It's not statistical evidence. No. I'm looking at you, Ollie.
Empirical.
We've got guests out there, by the way.
Anecdotal.
That's it. We have guests out there. You can make some noise. We've got Sarah, Ollie, Roger, and Lee. Can we hear you?
Woo!
We've kept them in a box.
The posse.
The posse are here. The posse. You can take pictures and film stuff, by the way, if you want, guys. I have anecdotal evidence that on a full moon, phone-in shows go a little bit different.
Yeah, sometimes we know there's a full moon without actually looking out the window,
isn't
just
it?
By the vibe.
Let's go to line two. Two, you're on the wireless.
Hello. Yes, it's me.
That was really half-hearted, lacklustre, yes. I'm going to say it, limp, limp entrance into the party.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Good evening.
What's a compliment, yes.
Oh, it's Dredge.
No,
oh,
one...
Can I take it as a compliment? I'm going to take it as a
sure.
compliment.
That's can
my,
I? Can
that's
I?
That's what I'm going to do. Now then.
I'm going to give you the feed...
Oh, God.
I'm going to give you a joke. Yes. I'm going to give you the feed line to a joke. One of the greatest jokes of all time, and it... You need to give me the punchline.
Okay, no pressure. Here we go.
Larry Grayson...
I say.
Larry Grayson... Mm. What we now call a Native American, and Tommy Cooper were in a drafty room. What did they say to each other?
Shut that door just like that.
No.
You missed out.
Shut that door. How? Just like that.
Do the accents.
Just like that.
No.
Right.
Shut that door. How? Just like that.
She did good. The accents. She did the accents perfectly.
I like that.
One was homophobic,
I like
one was
that.
Racist, the other one was shit. Now!
No, come on.
But I was thinking, no one knows, because I said to my kids, I'm always saying to my kids when they get out of the car, shut that door. But then I go instantly, how? Just like that. And they have absolutely, no, I might as well be speaking to them in Chinese. Not a clue what I'm talking about, and not many people do. We're a dying breed. Old people, Dredge, are a dying breed.
Well, that's true. I didn't realise how good Larry Grayson was till I saw a documentary on him recently.
Oh yeah.
I suddenly realised how funny he was.
Was he?
I mean, when I was a kid, I thought he was rubbish.
Well, was he good? Because I don't really. I remember him, and all I remember him really is.
Shut that door.
Have a gay day. Didn't he say have a gay day?
Yeah.
Oh, have a gay
day.
Yes,
he did. Yes, he did.
And
he was really funny.
Was he? Have a gay day.
Yeah.
We should all have a gay day. Once a week.
Yeah,
probably
yeah.
too often. So
and,
once
and
every
a
6 months. I didn't know.
But I wanted to...
Yes, hello. Is there a... Hello. Come in. Yes.
Yes. Anyway, I just wanted to say when I got home, there was a book waiting for me. It was Eric Idle's autobiography. Have you read it?
Don't laugh at that. Don't laugh at that, Posse.
Studio,
you're supposed to laugh when I say stuff.
The studio's not soundproof and we can
hear
you.
You're supposed to laugh when I say stuff. That's what we're paying you for. Is it new?
No, it's very interesting. Yeah, well, yeah, it's sort of fairly new.
Oh, no, I've read it. It's good. It's a good book.
He knew everybody, this guy.
Yeah.
George Harrison.
Yeah, it does go on a little bit too much. Me and George Harrison were on a yacht and Jeff Lynne came on and it gets
bit too... That was a Thursday.
Yeah, it gets a little bit too name-droppy, but I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it, yeah. It's a good book.
But the other book I got was your book.
Okay.
I just wanted to say thank you for putting me in there. You know, it's great. It's really good.
Okay.
It's a bit strange because I'm talking to you and then I'm hearing myself back about 3 seconds afterwards.
Yeah, that's the £25 million studio that we've got. They've put an inbuilt echo on the line. I asked them to remove it and they didn't. Dredge, thank you. The book is out there. We're like 1,600 quid now or something like that. We're 1,600 and live update. £1,611.62 with the book. Here's the thing, the late night alternative transcripts. If you go to lulu.com and type in late night alternative, it pops up and all the profit goes to Samaritans. Let's go to line five. Five, you're on the wireless.
Hi, good evening, Jim.
Good evening.
I want to talk about Catherine Boyle and making a move to Chelsea football club.
Okay. This is a footballer, is it?
Catherine Boyle, yeah.
Okay. Well, do you want to talk to me about Catherine Boyle or do you want to talk to Catherine Boyle about Catherine Boyle?
Both.
Okay, well, then talk.
Well, I think it's a great deal for Chelsea to sign Catherine on £50 million deal.
You've been signed up by Chelsea.
I don't know anything about football, so this is completely over my
head. That's not true. You do know stuff about football.
You will.
You do.
It's great from a scouter's perspective.
All right.
Okay. Well, thanks, Dave.
You're welcome.
There we go. I mean, it's... and here's the thing. It probably won't get any better than that. probably won't get any better than that whatsoever. That's, which is disappointing, really. Call straight to air. 03444991000 is the telephone number. Don't swear. Don't be libelous. There is a 7-second delay. Apart from that, anything goes. Oh, we don't do Brexit. Hashtag we don't do Brexit. 21 hours of that tedium today on all the other, on this radio station and all the other radio stations.
But it sounded like the same conversation on a loop.
It's just boring. Here's the thing, guys. It's good. Brexit has broken British phone-in radio. We are the IT department trying to fix it, but there's only two of us, and we're probably going to get the sack from the IT department in the next few months. So what can we do? We're just mortals. We're just human beings. We'll take calls straight to air. In the meantime, you give us a call now, 03444991000. This is the Late Night Alternative. Ian Lee, Catherine Boyle. Let's go to line one. Line one, you're on the wireless.
Hello there, Ian. Hi, this might be a bit uncomfortable, but I thought this could be my final call to you.
You sent me quite a lot of abuse on Twitter. You phoned up the show and called me an effing C. Let me speak. I will let you speak. And you sent me some really, really vile, horrible, nasty abuse on Twitter. So why should I let you come on again?
Well, because the thing with you is that you either cut off or ban people that you can't argue with.
No, I can argue with people. Yeah. I just don't like people that phone up and call me an effing C and spout foul-mouthed abuse about me on Twitter. Can you understand why I wouldn't want to be in contact with those people? Does that make sense?
Well, I mean, you do have...
Answer the question.
It would make sense.
Answer the question.
It would make sense for a rational person.
Answer the question.
It would make sense for a rational person.
No, that wasn't the question. Do you know what the question was?
Ask me again.
Okay, it's the last time I'm going to ask you. Can you see why someone would not want to be in the sphere of someone who calls them an effing C on their radio show and sends vile abuse to them on Twitter?
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
Can I respond?
You've answered the question.
No, but can I respond? I never called you an effing C. I dropped the C-bomb because on your very...
Don't try and justify your foul language and your use of the C-word on my radio show, mate.
No.
There's no excuse
You swear more than any other. I don't know how you get away with it.
Because I know the rules of radio. I would never say the C-word on radio because I'm not an afternoon play on Radio 4 and I'm not a dickhead like you.
Well, but yeah, there we are. See, swearing again.
Dickhead
the only
isn't a swear.
Other person who swears...
Me and Catherine set the rules on my show.
Yeah.
You didn't like it that I called you out for being the idiot that would go, yeah. I'm not gay, and would do lousy
Michael
Jackson impressions.
That was your line.
From 15 years ago, mate, and I asked you to stop doing it because I now find it embarrassing and offensive. And you've
your entire career is embarrassing and offensive, and the only reason you have your people who call you up is either me or that druggie.
Hang on a second. First of all, I'm a druggie, right? So just leave the druggies alone, all right? Secondly, you have placed yourself way too high in the league of importance to cause the only people that call are you and that druggie? I don't think so, mate.
The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Okay, I've completely knackered the... Have they told you how to fix... Come on the microphone, Amy, although I might have broken that as well. What do we have to do?
Well, I've just reset the desk. Did that not just...
Turn my... No, because... No. No. No, sorry, no. It didn't. So I'm getting angry. Anger at other people means we hate ourselves inside.
Let me just speak to the engineer again.
Because now there's nothing coming out of these speakers during the adverts. Because I have to turn it down because I think I broke it more. Reset it again. It's not technically a desk issue, is it?
No, but it should reset your button in there.
Do it now. Reset it. Done it? This is great.
It's
great for the listeners. Oh, they're resetting the studio. Do you remember that night when Ian and Kath got Amy to reset the studio?
Classic.
Well, that was almost as good as when he pretended to go to Marrakesh. When he went to Marrakesh. Have you reset it?
Yeah. Yes.
Right, I'm going to play a little bit of music. You're going to turn... No, hang on a minute. All right, so hang on a minute. Right, okay, here we go. So here's some music playing. No, no. Here we go. Right, now turn our microphones down. Amy's gonna fix the speakers, she reset the desk.
Yes, the remedy you said wouldn't work appears to have worked. Oh.
She reset the disc. Now the speakers are working. She fixed Catherine's mess.
Woo!
That's the best noise. Here we go. The best noise. I'm going to come to you in the second line one. The best noise in any guitar solo is...
That's it. I also like...
Okay, I'm not so familiar with that one. Let's,
you know, like Prince used to...
You're moving your hand closer to your crotch and making the noise go down. There we go. There we go. That's the best sound in any guitar solo is a boundy, 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 bound.
You prefer it to, waka, 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 waka.
What did you say? What did you say?
Waka, waka,
waka. Whoa, 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 that's not what you said. Waka doesn't start with a fa. Waka does not start with a fa. Flipping heck.
Anyway, that.
I don't like that. Don't like that. Show me on the doll where she hurt you. The ears and the soul.
All right, well, what about... A slapped bass.
I'll slap your bass in a minute. Let's go to... Line one, you're on the wireless.
It's Stephen Holmes. I'm in Ruth's company having a lovely time in the bedroom department. Ian and Catherine, come and join us.
Holmes. When he said bedroom department, he didn't mean sexually. He meant actually in the bedroom department in IKEA. They're doing that thing where they, him and Ruth, are doing that hide and seek thing. Let's go to line two. Two, you're on the wireless.
Ian, it's Andrew again. I phoned earlier.
Yes.
I just want to make two quick points. One was to thank you and Catherine for putting on a show which is an alternative to what fills the airwaves. And has wrecked a lot of the other radio stations.
Wrecked a lot of lives. Thank you. You're very welcome. You can send us £50 each, please.
Well, where shall I send it to?
My house in England. Someone's just told me that there's a boundy, 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 bound, bound. Here we go. Let's see if this works. Is this a boundy, boundy? No, it's not. It's an advert for Grammarly. Listen, if you need an app to do your grammar, and I don't want an email from you. There's a joke about doing your grammar and grammar being grandmother, and I just can't be bothered. That's how tired I am. That's how beat I am. Here we go. Here he comes. Is this boundy, 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 bound, bound? Where is it? Hello?
I'm still here.
No, not you.
Yeah.
Here we go. Yes, carry on, please, caller.
The other thing was, in better response to the last call you got, I just... No doubt you do too, but I find it really odd that some of these people phone up...
What, Eamon Holmes?
With, they phone up with these sort of bullying rants when really they should just not listen.
Thank you. And I'm going to say that to Denny Morris the next time he phones me up and says the show was awful. He's my boss. Let's go to line three. Three, you're on the wireless. What is this? I know this. I wish that we had the phone lines like they had in the 90s where you could actually hear phone calls, but that was, I enjoyed that. Line two, you're on the wireless.
Hello.
Hello?
Oh, am I right now?
Not for much longer. What can we do for you?
Oh, no, wait, don't. Listen, I was on hold. I didn't realise I was going on the wireless. Okay, my question to you, Ian Lee, is this. You know how Bojo lied to the Queen?
Yes.
Well, do you think that shows that the Queen is weak and that she needs to be gotten rid of, and the only person qualified to replace her is Bojo, the person who tricked her, like in chess?
I think you've checkmated me with that question.
I also think that that question just landed you with some time in the tower, mate.
Yes, mate. You're going to the Queen's going to pull your head off.
No, but do you think, like, if she's that easily fooled?
Well, how do we know that she's not playing a double-double bluff? Bluff cubed.
Oh, good point. But then what's going to do to Bojo then, like?
Whoa! What the? I mean, I was getting upset with the Bojo, but then the F-bomb? Wow! Apologies there for the language. Apologies for the language. Yes, line one, you're on the wireless.
Hello, am I on?
Do you know what? No. 0344-499-1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Please do. You'll be very welcome.
Tell me about that full moon again.
So it's a full moon tonight. Mm-hmm. Someone's going, it's not full moon till tomorrow. It's full moon, mate. The moon is...
Listen to what we've just had for the last 56 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. So deal with it. So we're going to take calls straight to air this evening for the whole evening. Just because it's a very strange vibe.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio would like to distance itself from the following. It's for entertainment purposes only, and any advice given by ghosts is followed at the listener's discretion. Clinton Baptiste appears courtesy of Goodnight Vienna Productions.
Oh, 0344-499-1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call on what I'm calling the spookiest... Hang on a second, I do apologise.
Get some interference.
There you go, you see? You see, it started already. I didn't do anything then, the computer just did that. Welcome to the Late Night Alternative. I'm Ian Lee. Who are you, lady?
Catherine Boyle.
Thrilled to say, we are joined, you've possibly seen him on television, you've possibly seen some of his live shows, you may even have read, his column in chat, It's Fate. This is gonna be a tough one, Catherine, because you are a complete non-believer.
Yeah, but I want to believe, but I just can't.
I don't think you can believe, because you're a very cynical old boot. I'm coming round.
You're wide open.
That there are possibilities. I get what you mean now, but I'm going to go past that. There are possibilities that perhaps there is more to this universe, to this physical realm than meets the eye. I'm waiting for the evidence, and I'm hoping that maybe tonight we might get the evidence. Absolutely thrilled to be joined by the one and only Clinton Baptiste. Good evening, Clinton.
Good evening. Wonderful to be here. I hear what you're saying, Catherine. Can I say right away... come in, wipe the celestial dust from your feet, you wanderers of the known universe. Because what I intend to do tonight is to open a portal.
Oh.
I make no apology about that. Open a portal to show you that there are possibilities beyond the corporeal, beyond what we understand as reality.
I look forward to that.
When you say open portals, by the way, if you want to talk to, you won't get this on Howard Hughes' show. Apparently there's a rule you're not allowed to do this. Well, we're breaking the rules tonight. If you want to talk to your long lost dead friends, relatives.
Entertainment purposes only. Obviously.
Well, or if, you know, perhaps you want your dead relatives to give you advice on how you should live your life. Then you're pulling a face there, Catherine.
Well, I just think, you know, for broadcast guidelines, we have to say this is entertainment purposes only.
Of course, but also if you're looking for advice from your maybe Nana or something, then that's...
Maybe we should get some proper friends.
Okay, well, come on, that's disrespectful. If you want to talk to your long-lost loved ones, if you want to share your ghost stories, your spooky stories, tonight's the night, 0344-499-1000. When you say opening portals, Clinton, that sounds dangerous. what can we expect? Do we need to imagine ourselves bathed in white light, for example?
That, I mean, what people perceive to be, you know, the kingdom of heaven, verdant green, teeming with people in the rivers of good health, that, if you like, that's more centre parks. What I'm talking about is an attachment to your life, a bright, airy attachment, like sort of lean-to conservatory to the main event, which is the house.
Yes. The house is your life.
Yeah, if you like. If you look at the you know, if you look at your life like a house, there's an addendum. An addendum to the house, which might be a I'm just saying, I'm using the analogy of
like
a
an
house.
Extension.
I'm having the shed at the end of my garden turned into a den for my boys.
Sure, I'm not quite so interested. What I'm talking about is a place that's warm, welcoming, unfortunately full of dead people, but what I'm saying is it's an attachment to your life. It's just another room. Very much another room. You don't disappear, like you said, into what is it, a white fog or something.
I'm hoping that the boys will play video games in there. I'm getting a sofa bed so they can have sleepovers.
And in a way, converting that is a way of converting your own mind. And if your mind is currently cluttered up with a lot of stuff that you might put in a shed that's cleared out for snooker, it doesn't quite work, that analogy, but you know what I'm...
Well, I tell you what, let's go back a step. Let's go to someone whose mind is completely clear.
I meant pool, really, or video games.
Let's go to Alan Caddick. Good evening, Alan.
Hi, boss. Hi, Cat. Hi, Clinton.
Hello.
First of all, I've ordered my copy of the book. I've just ordered it just now.
Here's the thing, the late night alternative transcripts.
That's the one.
Beautiful. Thank you, Alan. I look forward to hearing you read it. Have you got a question? Are you a believer in, oh, sorry, Clinton, you said something.
Yeah, I'm picking up something from you. Is it Alan, is it?
Yes, it is.
You're a Sagittarius?
No, I'm an Aquarius.
Aquarius. Sorry. Easy mistake to me. I'm saying you're in your... I've got someone here, it's a chatterbox, I've got someone in writing me, he's a real chatterbox, it's an elderly man, and he's saying you're in your early 20s, am I correct?
No, I'm 39.
39, approaching 40, and this man is saying that maybe he last saw you when you're in your early 20s. Is the name... yeah, all right, he's very talking right at me. Is
you can hear them now, can
yeah,
you,
I can
Clinton?
Hear him now. Derek, is it a Derek? A David.
Do you know anyone with a D?
A D in the name. Didn't have to start with a D, but it's got a D in it.
I did have a niece called Danielle.
Danielle. I've got Danielle right here, and she's saying she hasn't seen you since she was in your early 20s.
Well,
and she passed quite recently, is that right?
Well, we lost contact back in early 2000s.
Mm. There you are, yeah.
I don't know if she's died or anything.
Oh.
I'm not saying she's died. You weren't quite clear. It's her.
Why did you fall out with Danielle, Alan?
Oh, long story. Well, it's not one for to broadcast on air.
Oh, okay, no. Okay. Well, that's unfortunate. But it sounds like she's well, if it is her.
She's very well, and she's just saying she would like to make contact with the fact she's not actually dead, that one. Is this someone else, maybe, beginning with D, or got a D in the name? I think it's a fella. I think it's a man, Alan.
Well, sure. I'm with Paul, but I haven't got a D. Stephen.
Caddick.
Paul and Stephen.
With a double D.
It's someone in your
surname.
Yeah, it's someone in... There's a double D in your surname, isn't there?
Yeah.
There's someone in your family. He's writing me here now. As I say, he's a bit
of a chat.
He's dead. This one is dead. Get the girl. That was a red herring. Although, if you've got something to say about that, Alan, I don't sound a little bit suspicious of the whole thing. I'd speak to someone about that because I can't be a party to any crime. But this is a Mr. Caddick. A Caddick. Is it right? Your surname's Caddick.
Does that make sense, Alan? Do you know Mr.
Which
Caddick?
Which I don't know about.
You don't know about him, okay. But he's dead, is he?
Yeah, he's very much dead, and he's saying...
I was asking Alan, but you...
He died in the 70s.
Yeah, he was in his mid-70s when he died.
He was in the 1970s.
He was in the 1970s when he died in his... He wasn't quite in his mid... But anyway, he's saying to me...
Has he got a message?
Yes, he has, and he's saying, Alan, he says, clear it all up, he says. Clear it up, he says. Now, that might be clearing up a room. It might be clearing up a garage like Ian. I think that's why you were passing that
to the shed.
It might be the shed. And
Or clearing up your life.
Or basically clearing up the business with Denise or Danielle, the relative.
I think I know what it could be.
Yeah, what is it?
It might he might be telling me, like, bring me dad and me mum to clean up the kitchen.
He said something about a kitchen. It began with a K. It's something about a kitchen. Hold on, what are you saying? Let me just one second. What are you saying, Mr. Kelly? Clear up the kitchen. You're absolutely right. That was your instinct. And it's saying, clear up the kitchen. Because she's slovenly, your mother, isn't she? Very dirty and leaves things around.
No, no, we have been cooking. I usually clean up the kitchen, but I haven't done it yet.
Right. Well, it's very, very greasy.
You know what to do.
And I would clean that up right now. And he's going now. He's fading now. No, he says no more now. He's gone now.
Could you do that for us, Alan? Could you clean up the kitchen for us?
I'll do it right now.
Thank you very much indeed.
And it's great to be, you know, someone that can pass on those messages. I see myself very much as a conduit. And Mr. Caddick there was saying, clear up the kitchen, said, clear it up. He said, it's very greasy.
Here's the thing. You come on this show and we're going to give it to you hard, okay? Lee has tweeted, Ian, get this idiot off the radio. So many mistakes, a load of rubbish. And then here's the real zinger, making it up as he goes along. You must get that. I've seen the show. You must get that all the time.
I get
during
it.
The show, after the show, online, when people meet you in the street, if you get recognized in a shop, people maybe post your phone number around willy-nilly, you get random phone calls when people send you emails and must get your up as you go along all the time.
I have heard that. I don't want to say it happens quite all the time. But there are people who want to poo-poo what I do. The poo-pooers.
Yes.
And don't poo-poo what I do, because if you poo-poo what I do, the heavens are listening. I mean, I think that was proof in itself. We contacted Danielle.
Yeah.
What Alan had to do with that death,
mysterious.
I don't know. That was mysterious.
We're not sure if she was dead, actually. And we don't know that.
No, we don't know that. But can we just say, if Alan's done anything, I don't want to be a part of that. I can't really think.
Kathy, now will be a great time to do a disclaimer to Distance Talk Radio.
So. I'm Distancing Talk Radio for anyone. This is from entertainment purposes only.
Although, if you do want life advice from a dead relative, give it a go. I mean, what's the worst that could happen?
I've got another tweet here. I just thought it might be interesting.
Yeah, go on.
Again, the naysayers and poo-pooers, which you're used to, of course, Clinton. Sean says, guy is a con man. Sounds like he's got...
What?
You know, Catherine, it's clearly upset you.
What have I got?
What's he saying?
Sounds like he's got a what?
Shit.
A what?
Let me see if I can find that. Sean says, guy's a con man. He sounds like he's got a shit haircut. Has he? Well
I'm
yes,
not sure
he has.
What that's got to do with...
But that's irrelevant. Catherine's very upset.
Hold on, just a minute. You come here in good faith and people are just insulting. I think it upsets me. I'm really sorry.
Well, I'm not sure what my haircut has got to do with...
No.
I mean, you just heard. I've just spoken to that man. What's it, Alan
Caddick.
Just spoken to him.
Yeah.
And I was very, very accurate with what he said. Mm. I guessed his age. And I also spoke to the parents. And what did he say? He hadn't yet to clean up the kitchen.
He hadn't cleaned up the kitchen.
So I'll thank your friend, whoever it was.
Very...
To get stuffed.
Oh.
Quite honestly.
I think now's a good time to take a break. If you want to give us a call, 0344-499-1000.
My hair's got to do with anything.
Talk Radio.
The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
0344-499-1000, speak to the dead, if you want to give, no, it's not an advert for Julia Hartley Brewer's show, it's our show, The Late Night Alternative, with Ian Lee, Catherine Boyle, and tonight, our very special guest, Clinton Baptiste. Good evening, Clinton.
Good evening.
You're a magician, a mind reader, mind bender, what is it, how would you describe yourself?
Well,
I love magic.
Magic would suggest that there's some sleight of hand.
Okay.
What I possess, call it what you like, powers, attributes, gifts. I'm a clairvoyant medium psychic, faith healer, hypnotist, psychic ability, clairvoyant, telepathy, Reiki healer, feeler, tarot cards, meditation, some motivational after dinner trade shows, close up, corporate away days, domestic parties. Alright, I do some illusion work, but that's purely, you know, at private clients. Competent dancer movement experience and murder mystery weekends and etc. But what
so it's a full CV.
Yeah, it is a full CV. But I mean, I do offer the personal touch, and what I offer is guidance. Offer guidance to people.
It's very. I've seen your show. It's a very spiritual.
Yeah.
So you talk a lot about the afterlife.
Yeah.
About souls. Mm. And I was wondering if, Catherine and I here, if you could peer into our souls.
I'm going to probe your souls, I can probe our souls tonight between us, but what I want to display to you, all I want to say to you, that what I have is nothing, there's nothing extraordinary about what I do.
No.
It's a question of telepathy. See if we can do this.
Okay.
Just a little experiment. A number between 1 and 10. Go.
7. That is...
and again.
Okay. 5.
5.
3.
2.
This is...
Wow. Yeah.
How are you doing that? Because he's... listen, honestly, he sat here. We'll talk about the jewellery in a minute. He's a wonderful jewellery. But there's nothing... And he's, you heard him do that. We hadn't rehearsed that. I'm gonna, can I just do one?
Yeah.
8.
Gate.
How are you doing that?
Catherine, can you just say, because we spent a bit of time together, we had a cup of tea and a sandwich, didn't we, earlier?
Yes.
And I think what that's done is, it centred us. 7. 5. Yeah, it's not quite working with...
6.
3. Right. 6. Yeah, 6.
Okay.
And what that means that you've
we've that
made
wrong, a... You got that wrong quite a few times.
Well, to be fair to her,
Catherine
she said
got
it
wrong.
Yeah, she said 6 3 times, Catherine. Which I don't like saying. Sorry, Catherine.
Okay, she got it wrong.
Yeah,
okay.
She said 6 3 times, but I wouldn't do.
Do you find people do that? People block you?
4. All right. Sorry. Do people block me?
Do people block you and
they
put
do.
Up resistance?
Yeah, they do. We've
You're very smug with yourself there, Catherine.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be proud of that.
No, do you know what? When he was talking to you, I felt my,
side of your face shut down.
No.
I had a touch of...
Have you got Bell's palsy?
See?
Oh,
we said that at the same time.
I was going to say, I started to almost believe, but...
5.
6.
No.
Okay. Okay. I can feel, this is funny, I mean, can anyone feel this? Because I can feel a darkness coming out of Catherine. I can feel her dark, it's like a dark hole.
Yeah. I can see.
You cannot.
I can see, I'm not being vulgar, I can't see a hole, I'm not saying that. But I do see you as a whole. I just try one more time and a 5.
Six.
Oh, no, it don't matter. 6.
What do you think about people like, Derek Acura, and we have our very own psychic who calls the show, David Babcock.
Right.
What do you think about people like those?
Okay, there are some very brilliant psychic mediums. Stanislav Tomczak, head of the Society for Psychical Research. Eusebio Palladino, a brilliant artist. Derek Acura, who played for Bootle under 18 reserves. Brilliant, brilliant people. And they've all got different ways of contacting the dead.
Yes.
And I have my techniques. I don't want to comment about certain people, psychic Sally Morgan, etc. What those people have brought to what I do is a great popularism.
Right.
But I'm not, you know,
They're not very popular.
No, not with me. Not in my house.
No. I don't mean it like that.
No.
But people don't like you.
Sorry?
You don't have such a big, it came out wrong, but you don't have such a big audience.
No, as
Acura.
But you're not interested in the fame and money and all that.
No, I'm not, because I'm the real deal. Yeah. And I like to give my, I don't do it for nothing. I mean, if anyone's out there wants me, I don't do it for nothing.
Seeing the ticket prices,
okay, it's a bit steep for the tour.
Yeah.
The
man's got to live.
I've got to live. But all I'm saying is that I don't want to cheapen my skill. For what I do, it's a very much a giving thing.
Okay.
And,
do you want to take another call?
Yeah, certainly.
Oh, let's do a little thing, okay?
Okay.
Do a thing. We're going to go to a caller now.
All right.
Can you tell us what this caller's called? Do you want to know if he's a man or a woman?
It's a woman, isn't it? It's a man. I'm getting a man.
It's a man, yeah.
Yeah, and... It's a Steve, isn't it? It's got an E in it.
It's got an E in it. It's definitely got an E in
is it.
Is it
Dave?
It's not Dave. No.
To be fair.
Yes.
You've got a lot of technology here.
Is that?
That's the sort of distance between, but blocking. But, is it a Peter? It's got an E in it, isn't it? Darren? Ernie? Ernest? That's two E's. Jerry? Gerald? Gerard? What's your name, caller?
Andrew? What's
Andrew.
Your name?
Andrew.
Andrew.
Well, that's not one of the main E names, is it? It's more of an A. You think, when you think of Andrew, you think of
Yeah, I'm quite annoyed, actually, that you thought I was called Dave. I don't like Dave.
what Dave's
Yeah, I'm
about.
Picking up a bit of animosity. What can I help you with, Andrew?
Well, I just thought I'd have a chat and see what you think. I once worked at a hospital.
Right.
I left a few years ago.
Right.
And, well, we're at hospital. I took a picture of walking down the corridor on Snapchat to my...
Are you allowed to do that? That seems to be your breach of confidence.
Yeah, well, that's what the manager said, and that's why I don't work there anymore.
But fair enough.
That's another story.
Okay.
So, I took this picture, and I was something in it. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
And I sent it to my girlfriend, so she put it on Facebook, and one thing after another. It ended up in papers and stuff like that.
Right.
And everyone said it was some sort of ghost. I don't believe in ghosts, but there it was.
What was the picture, what was the picture of, Andrew?
It looked like a woman down a corridor.
Right, yeah.
And it got quite popular. You've probably seen a picture. If you looked at it, you'd probably recognise the picture.
It does sound very spooky, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It was down the corridor. Was she like a sort of Florence Nightingale sort of figure? You know?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. Which was the hospital? I mean, are we allowed to say?
We're allowed to say the hospital.
We're in Leeds, so if you go on Google and you Google ghost hospital Leeds, I'm sorry, it'll be the first thing that comes
ghost
up.
Ghost hospital Leeds?
It's a hospital for ghosts,
Yeah, ghosts, polyghosts, yeah.
It was a hospital.
What do you mean?
So I worked at a hospital. If you just Google hospital Leeds and ghost.
Oh, yeah.
It was a hospital.
I've got it. Not even joking.
Now, a lot of things came up about this after it got in media and stuff, saying that it were all fake and I'd done it all for attention and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Now...
Oh, my God, was that you? Did you take that picture? I'm looking at...
The bed.
Yeah.
Excuse my language, sorry. That is uncanny.
Now, Adobe got in touch to say that there were no sort of proof.
Going to hurry you up a little bit, Andrew. We've got a lot of calls tonight, as you can imagine. So if we could just get to the point... If you're just phoning up to show off you've taken a picture of a ghost... That's great, but is there a point to this? Is there a question you'd like to ask Clinton?
I want to know, Clinton, is it a ghost or is it...
I'm just looking at the image
bride
now. It looks like a bride, doesn't it? Look like a bride.
Can brides die? I suppose they can.
Yes,
very
they
unlucky.
Can. Yes, they can. I'm getting something for that picture. Can you just show it to me again, Catherine? It's a bride that died. It's a bride that died in that hospital. Stop me if I'm getting too technical, but a bride has dropped dead in that hospital, and what you've taken there is a picture of the bride. And if anyone wants to have a look, it's a bride that died.
Is that making sense, Andrew?
Yeah, a little bit. Looks like a bride.
That died.
I'm slightly more specific than it looks like a bride.
I used to go out with a... fortune teller.
Yeah, the dead bride. That's a little bit weird. We're going off on a tangent ever so slightly, Andrew.
Well, it's got a point to
Thanks for your call. Okay.
It all checks out. I'm going to put a link on Twitter. It's uncanny, that.
Okay, let's go to Lavinia. Lavinia, you're through to Clinton Baptiste. We'll give out the tour dates as well. If anyone is inspired to go and see the show, we'll give out the tour dates in a bit. Lavinia.
Good evening, Ian, and good evening, Catherine, and also Clinton.
Good evening, Lavinia.
To you all.
Thank you. Welcome.
Well, what I'd like to know is that, you know, I'm, what's the word, actually, very interested in what you're talking about, you know, this evening and everything. Well, that as well, and sort of like on... the spiritual side and that sort of thing.
The spiritual side,
Have you ever been, Lavinia, have you ever had a spiritual encounter? Have you ever seen a ghost? Have you ever felt a ghost? Have you ever been covered in ectoplasm?
Oh, definitely.
Have you been entered?
Yes. Yes, definitely. I would say so, actually, believe it or not.
Yeah.
I've actually, you know, I was working in this place sort of many years ago, and it was an old Victorian sort of place. And
like the ghost hospital, that sort of...
Yeah. Anyway, what happened? I felt all this cold breeze actually go through my body.
Right.
I knew straight away that was something going on there.
Yeah.
Then I felt somebody tapped me on my head.
Right.
And also, listen to this.
Will do.
You're not going to believe this. I actually saw a guy in this place, okay? And when I saw him, he was shocked and I was shocked.
Right.
I was looking at him in amazement because, you know, the pupils of their, the pupils.
The pupils of their eyes?
Yeah. They actually come out.
What?
They actually.
Oh, Jesus.
Popped out of his eyes, and it was like they were.
Yeah.
On
stalks.
Yes. Now, what is that? Because that has haunted me.
Shut up, Levin. Trying to answer that now. It's stalker. It's not those. Because when I was a kid, I had those eyes on glasses that were on springs, and you'd shake your head and. But you're saying, please, Lavinia, you're saying, Clinton, that Storkeye is not Hawkeye from MASH. Storkeye is an actual spiritual phenomenon.
I think what Lavinia's talking about is the tell me,
please, Lavinia. Yeah,
Hello. Hello. Turn it up, Liz.
Let's turn it up.
Hello.
Sorry,
I don't know what happened there. Yeah.
Sorry. Who's Les? I'm getting Les. Yeah,
Les is my friend. Oh, that's weird. He's here with me, actually.
Yeah, he's here with you, isn't he?
Oh,
and when did he pass, Les?
No, I mean, he's here with me now.
I'm sorry.
I mean, he's sort of living here. I mean, he's in the kitchen, actually.
Right,
he's not living there. He's
on the radio.
He's alive.
He's alive.
No, sorry, my mistake. I was thinking of Des, who's also haunting you. But the Storkeye, what you've experienced there is, tell me if I'm right, is the pupils came out. I mean, what Ian's talking about is, you know, you go to a joke shop and they come out on springs.
Yes.
Don't they? And it's like you might see them on, I don't know, Ross Abbott's Madhouse or something. They come out and they're boing
do
down.
Ghosts,
and
they
go down, don't they? You put put them on behind your ears and you shut and they come out of your eye. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the pupils of the eye looking like a pencil coming out, pointing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. They were coming out
out like a pencil.
Then we've got what it looks like, guys.
Sticks.
Please, Lavinia.
Yeah. Matchsticks.
Lavinia, please. Please be quiet.
Searing.
What is that? We know what
Storkeye.
Okay, it's Storkeye. Does that answer your question, Lavinia?
Yeah, so why would...
Thanks very much indeed. Let's go to Dan. I tell you what, let's do a trail, and then we're going to go to Dan. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
03444991000 is the telephone number. We're going to talk about pelvic floor exercises later because...
Right.
Do you know what a pelvic floor exercise is, Clinton?
It's to strengthen your pelvis. Is that right?
Wow.
But sometimes, ladies, the pelvic floor falls through.
I didn't know that the pelvic floor was part of the pelvis. I thought it meant you lay on the floor and you just lift it up.
No, you humped the floor.
When a lady has a baby, don't it? Sometimes the pelvic floor goes goes a bit slack. Could I just say, Catherine, I'm slightly alarmed about. Six there, yeah. See,
okay.
I was a little bit alarmed that we haven't quite, but what I'm saying to you, I want you to open your curtains, right? Mm. And just delve into the dark recesses of, you know, what is out there, all right? Can you open the celestial curtains?
It might be a bit frightening to do that.
Yeah, what, with the pelvic floor position, yeah. But what I'm saying to you is, let yourself go. Give in to it, all right?
Okay.
Just very close.
You don't have
She's
to understand.
Closed.
Yeah, very closed. Open up, right?
That's it.
Open. Nice and wide. That's it. We want to, you know, to receive. We're all here receiving. We're all giving.
Are you receiving now?
Yes, I am.
Is he receiving now?
No, he's not.
Have you ever had the willies put up you?
No.
You never been entered?
When I was entered by the late pop star Pete Byrne off of Dead or Alive. Just 2 short years before he died. What I want you to do is to you don't have to understand, just experience.
Right.
Just experience.
Okay, well, I'll try.
Paul says, I am sorry, but this is an embarrassment. He's not got a bloody thing right, and he better be careful slinging remarks around about Alan. He got his age wrong, and telling listeners to get stuffed is really the way to go.
What's that chap's name?
It's Paul.
Paul, I've got someone here saying, don't start any long novels, mate. Take your library books back if I were you.
Now I have to ask.
Yeah.
Are you threatening Paul?
No, I'm just telling you what the spirits are telling me. No, well, like, he comes on here and he's sort of having a pop at me.
But are you threatening violence against one of my listeners?
Definitely
that
not.
Is against Ofcom.
No, I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is that someone, a spirit,
yes,
has told me.
Which spirit?
Spirit of a man or a woman, and they are saying to me that just be careful because he comes on slinging things around about me.
I have to just say, to cover our backsides, Paul. That if you are injured in any way,
that is not the
responsibility of Talk Radio.
No.
You engaged in conversation.
Yeah. And take it up with the afterlife.
It's all bollocks.
Sorry?
Everything you say is a lie. You make stuff up. You can't talk to the dead people. When people die, that's it. They're gone. There's nothing there. You're a con man. You prey on the innocent and the vulnerable to line your pockets.
Right.
These are some of the comments I found about you online.
Me, yeah.
What do you say to those people?
Well, I mean, for example, you, Ian, if you were to come at me and you say, you know, I don't believe any of this, some things you just said there, I'd say one thing to you. Woolworths, 1979.
Why would you say that?
You tell me. 79.
Can't think of any. There's Woolworths on the Farnham Road.
Yeah, on the Farnham Road.
Yeah. But I can't remember any.
Yeah, well, you think on, and then you come back to me with criticisms like that.
Okay.
All right.
Can you?
Yeah. All right. Manchester City Centre.
Yep.
What does that mean to you?
Well,
that might be me.
Yeah, that was you.
Okay. Kathy's from there.
All right. Gravy.
That's me again.
WD-40. Is this ringing any bells?
Well, I mean, I've experienced these things.
There you are. Thank you.
You can't, and here's the thing, you can't argue with that.
No, you cannot.
You can't argue with that. Why do you never see ghost cavemen? You see,
the cavemen.
Quite often you see Victorian ghosts and Edwardian ghosts and maybe the World Wars.
Yeah, the ones with the good outfits.
You never see cavemen ghosts. Well, I wonder why that was. Because people would say, well, that proves that ghosts don't exist.
All right. Well, first of all, I've got a very ancient spirit guide, Tarawak, who is an Eskimo. Before anyone writes in, says you're not allowed to say Eskimo anymore, Tarawak's very happy to say Eskimo.
Okay.
He says it's the political correctness gone mad, is what he's saying that to me now.
Is he?
If anyone else can, and it's say, oh, they'll say, well, you have to say Inuit. Not true. Tarawak's very happy with Eskimo.
Okay.
He's a proper one with a beard and that, and you know, you see him with the ice and a string that goes through. So I am well versed in speaking to people from ancient times, and I have just spoken, funny enough, only the other day. I'll see if I can sum him up now.
Yeah, I see how you do.
He is a caveman, and he was from the northern reaches of France, and he'd done all the cave design, drawn on them and all that, and he's here now, and his name's Quark, and he wants, what do you want to ask, he's saying?
Where has he stood? Should I look at him?
He's just there.
Okay.
Right to my right.
And his name was?
Quark.
Hello, Quark. Welcome. You are in a radio studio. What was it like living in caveman times?
I'll see if I can just get him to speak through me.
It was good. It was good.
Yeah, it's difficult to translate it, but something like, it was good, something like, he enjoyed it in those days, apart from the, you know, the dinosaurs and that, but really, it was a simpler time. Do you want to ask
They wouldn't have had dinosaurs, would they?
Sorry?
They wouldn't have had dinosaurs. I think dinosaurs are gone by then, aren't they?
Yeah, they're very uneducated. Quark, they wouldn't have had dinosaurs, you're quite right. Wouldn't have had dinosaurs in those days. Yeah, he says, my mistake. But they were wild animals.
Oh, right.
He didn't like the wild animals, is what he's saying. But he's gone now. He's fading now. So he's probably said, yeah, he's gone now.
Gosh.
Paul said, Paul said, you've lost, Paul is serious. You've now lost me as a listener permanently. Sad and disappointed. I took what that imbecile said as a threat. So we've lost a listener as a direct result.
I can only apologise.
Paul needs to open. He needs to open up and be willing to receive.
Yeah, I didn't mean to say anything. I was only telling, you know, don't shoot the messenger. I'm only telling you what the spirits are telling me.
Okay.
But Paul, if you wanted to ring in, and I'll do a reading for you personally, if you like.
Let's go to Dan. Good evening, Dan.
Oh my God, am I speaking to Clinton?
Yes, yes,
oh,
indeed.
Chris, you're like one of my all-time top two psychics.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Who's the other one?
Shirley Grossman.
Yeah.
Okay, well that's a...
He's a fictional one though.
Yeah, it's a comedy show. What's your question, Dan?
Well, I just want to know really, because I think Clint is... He's special. He's a seer. He knows all about our souls. He gets his place right in there.
Mm.
How long have you been a medium, Clinton?
Great question. Thank you for that, Dan.
I have been a medium all my life, and I can tell, I can almost smell your asana from here.
Is what?
Is asana. Huh? It's spiritual sense. And what I am picking up from you is that you are very open. Is that right? You're very open
We've just lost Dan. Literally just dropped off the line there. I don't know what happened.
Right. That would be the spirit.
Right, okay.
Sometimes on the wavelength.
Cut him off for being a prick?
Yeah, possibly. Or maybe sometimes, I don't know whether he's got an electronic ankle tag or something. Sometimes that can interrupt the flow or, you know, bounces off a harp or something.
Will says, I've had enough of Clinton's nonsense. Please put it to him that Ramon is the only medium worth
listening
to.
Well, Ramon is a disgrace, and I'm not going
to
talk about Ramon. Ramon is a Scottish psychic. I've had trouble with him before.
Fake.
And he's an absolute fake. And if he wants to, well, I mean, I'd hope he's not, he won't be out there. He'd probably drinking, but no, Ramon is not no good. No, I'll thank anyone who's writing about Ramon to keep the mouth shut.
All right. Just I didn't know the name, so I didn't. Let me just take. Okay. I'm just gonna take a call straight to air. Let's just see what happens here. Line three, you're through to Clinton Baptiste. Hello, line three.
Hello.
You're live on Talk Radio. You're through to Clinton Baptiste.
Oh, hello, Ian. Hello, Kathleen. Hello, Clinton.
Are you sucking on something? It sounds like you've got like a sausage or I don't want to say a dick, but it sounds like you've got something in your mouth.
No, I'm deaf in one ear, so.
Okay. Well, still not impossible. Anyway, go on.
I just wondered if you had anything for me.
Sounds a bit like Quark, this fella, doesn't it? Can't actually hear him.
That's a little bit. Come on. Go on.
I just want to see what Clinton's got for me.
Right, what's your name, please?
It's Jim.
Gim?
Jim.
Jim, I think he said. Jim.
Jim. Jim, I'm saying... I'm getting the name James. Is your name short for Jane? Jamie? James?
Well, yes.
Yeah, James.
My name is James.
James, your name is James, yeah. And that's maybe I was getting before from that name and the E.
From that 15 minutes ago with Andrew.
Tell me, what do you do for a living? Yeah, I'm still speaking. It's to do with your hands, isn't it? You work with your hands, don't you?
I used to, yes.
Yeah, you used to work with your hands.
There you go.
And
you guys haven't spoken before, right?
Never. This is uncanny. Just to confirm, I've got the James thing right in the hands. We've never actually met before, have we, Jim? James?
No, but I mean, Jim is another version of James, you know, that.
Yeah, I think we've established that.
We've done that. Establishing that you don't know each other.
No.
Right, and you're a Capricorn, aren't you? Gemini?
No, I'm not. I'm an Aries.
Aries,
yeah.
Yeah. Give me a number between 1 and 10, James.
6.
And what I'm saying to you, spirits are telling me this. They're saying, get yourself a hobby.
Ooh.
Get yourself a hobby. You're good with your hands, but you want to... Read a book or something. Leave yourself alone. But get a hobby, do some woodwork, and they're also saying this. They're saying that will clear up with a bit of E45. Nothing to worry about.
Does that make sense, Jim?
No, absolutely not.
What do you mean?
I'm totally blind now. I used to be a chef.
You're blind? Well, hang on a minute. Hang on a minute.
Blind and deaf.
You're not, pardon?
Yeah, deaf in one ear.
Who said that? You're not suggesting that Clinton has made you blind, are you?
No. I've been blind for about 15 years now.
You didn't get that he was blind, Clinton. I would have thought that would have been... I mean, because they bang about on about...
Well, I was coming to that, wasn't I?
Were you?
Yes, I was, actually.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, all right. So, Jim...
Did I get any of it right? What did I get right? Some of it. didn't I? I said, you're good with your hands.
Well, you got the James right.
Yes, I did.
So then there we go, Jim. I'm going to be honest. We're sort of trying to cultivate a loving atmosphere. And if you're going to be negative and then start...
I can see what you mean about the blocking thing now.
People do block. Yeah. And we've got a very ancient, clairvoyant term for people who do block like that. Tit.
Will says, please can you ask Clinton if my late grandmother is still adept at handling a shaft? A shaft?
Yeah, well, I think if you're just going to be crude...
Is that crude?
I think probably.
Okay, apologise, yeah, I'm just reading
I
these.
I don't want to say anything about his grandmother, but she is here with me and she's saying don't be so rude. She's calling him Mucky.
Okay.
She's your Mucky, Mucky Pop.
Let's go, hang on, let's go to Matt. We'll go to Matt, then we'll have a break and then we've got a couple, we're going for a couple more calls. 03444991000. We've got well-renowned psychic Clinton Baptiste and we will give out the dates of the tour.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's go to Matt. Good evening, Matt.
Hiya, how you doing, Clinton?
Hiya.
I just wanted to check something.
If we can get to the point, Matt, because of that blind guy, we're starting to run out of time a bit now. So we're just going to have to push you a little bit, please.
My ex-wife, she's ex now. She's alive, but she's ex.
Right.
There were times when I was away at work, and I would stay over at hotels and stuff. And when I come back, the kids would say that they'd heard mum being... speaking in tongues, being given tongues. He said she'd been given tongues.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if you were able to reach out
down a similar route to the shaft man, wasn't it?
No. I want to know who was she communicating with the tongue? Because she left me and now she's living with, and I want to know if there was a tongue.
Matt, I'm going to be honest. It sounds like you're making an innuendo about your fictional wife, because you're probably a virgin, being licked out.
Oh, God.
But that's what it sounds like, Catherine.
He wouldn't do
Absolutely disgusting.
Can I just say, for all these doubters and people who are getting on here and wanting to sort of, is he still talking? You know, I mean, I'm fully accredited to the Third Parallel College of the Supernatural America with a genuine certificate off of the internet. It's signed by Arthur C. Clarke himself, and he's got a proper hologram of a skull, which I can produce. All right?
Okay. Well,
We're all spirit in the physical body.
Okay. That is actually Amy's fault, who's answering the phone tonight. She's not vetting the calls.
If anyone else wants to phone in about tongues or shafts or anything, I'm not really, I don't want to answer that.
We've got 10 minutes left. Let's try and get some serious calls.
Okay, please.
Clinton, I'm doing this bit now.
Right, okay.
We've got some 03444991000 is the telephone number. We'll give you the website where you can find out the tour dates.
Yes.
And thank you. And this is the Late Night Alternative, Ian, Kath and Clinton on Talk Radio.
The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
What drives you, Clinton? What moves you?
It's the desire to offer clarity to people, to offer contentment, resolution.
Mm.
I always say, spirit be kind, spirit be gentle. We simple corporeal humo sapiens want to make contact, because ye spirits haveth so many answers to cometh by for us unto us.
You always say that.
Yeah, I do, and it's something of a mantra. Oh, spirit, hear us now as we try to contact you to ask all the questions of that of which you knoweth, of which is the answer unto...
Wow.
Yeah, something's just fallen off.
Something has just fallen off the desk. A cup has just...
Spirit, why have you knocked a cup off? Yeah, spirit said... All right, don't be like that.
Why have they done that? Because that is...
Spirit's been a bit of a... If I say a bit of a sod, am I allowed to say that?
You've
been a bit of a sod, Spirit. It's a Victorian chimney sweep.
Ooh.
I've got it.
Ooh.
And he, central London,
yeah.
And he was shoved up a chimney. It's not his fault.
I didn't do it. Bless you.
And he's made you sneeze.
He's
now
thrown some and he's soot. Chimney soot.
He's thrown some soot on
here. Got some soot on me.
And he's knocked the drink on the floor. Be gone, boy, unto the chimneyeth. Please go back.
So are you sending him back to the chimney?
Yeah, I'm
that's
going.
The best place
no, no, I'm sending him back to the high realm, beyond the curtains and that.
Okay.
But what I say, what I see, my how can I put. there are spirits like this chimney boy, who's gone, who are stuck between one world, in the sort of, how can I put it, in the spiritual...
In the chimney.
U-bend.
The U-bend.
They are, and I see myself very much as the bent wire coat hanger trying to, you know, lodge him out.
Okay, so where have you sent him to?
He's gone back to...
To the chimney?
Well...
Is there anything we can do for him? I feel bad that there's a boy we've sent,
well,
a boy, we've
what,
done...
Well, he put it did, to be fair, he knocked that over, and
he did.
He's a bad boy.
Yeah.
Text here, can you ask Clinton if aliens have souls or spirits?
Yes, they do.
Great. What about pets? If I die and go to heaven, will my cats be there?
I've got a tabby now. I've got a tabby now for you, Ian. You lost a tabby cat, didn't you?
No.
Yeah. Oh, it's Catherine.
No, I've never had one.
Yeah, but I can see your short-edged schnauzer. I can see your short-edged schnauzer now. Just move around the side. But did
a
you...
A boxer?
I've seen your boxer.
Uh-huh.
And the boxer is saying he really misses his nuts. Why did you do that?
It wasn't me. It was my Auntie Sandra.
Yeah.
Was
and
it?
And yeah. She's
is that
here,
real?
She's here and all, and she...
Is she? She's on holiday.
Not her nuts. I mean, she... removed his.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And she's dead?
No, she's in Crete.
No, she's in Crete at the
okay.
moment.
Okay.
So try and keep up with what we're saying, Ian. It's not.
Okay, so is
oh
so
my
much.
Life.
Sorry?
Hello, Sarah.
Hello. Oh, hello.
You're through to Clinton, Sarah. We haven't got much time, so put down the drink and away you go.
Oh, what can I do for you? I don't drink.
What can I do for you, my love? I've got spirit here saying you don't drink. You're very teetotal.
Yeah, I've just told you that, Clinton.
Yeah, but the spirit did as well at the same time.
Clinton, what can I do for you, my love? Listen, lovey.
Yeah, okay, I'm listening.
Right.
I've got a few voices I'm listening to at the same time, but go on.
I'm sure you have.
If we could get to the point, please, sir. I've been very combative here.
Mm. I've been listening.
Yes.
And it's all guesswork, sadly. I know people who are very attuned, and it's all guesswork, sadly. And also, you're not very clear on how to filter your own agenda.
You drive a red car, don't you?
No, I don't.
White.
No, I
green.
Don't. Pick any colour you like, but no.
Well, hang on. Well, what colour car do you drive then?
It's silver.
Silver car. Could easily be white.
Silver can be confused. Silver, Sarah, please, Sarah.
Very aggressive. Mm.
Silver can be confused with white.
Thank you.
My car's never been confused with white.
Right, well,
not
I
the
guess
type of silver that it is.
I guess that you are teetotal and you've got virtually a white car, which could be silver.
Do you drink?
I'm not. Yes, I can. I do drink. I do drink on occasion. I'm not teetotal.
On occasion, you do. It's maybe a weekend or something. I'm saying.
Are you teetotal today?
No.
So you had a drink today?
Yes.
So you said you hadn't drunk today, you were lying to me.
No, you said put your drink down.
And you said you hadn't had a drink today, so you're a liar.
No, I didn't. No,
you're
I didn't.
You, okay.
I said...
I can't
no,
deal
I
with people who have been drinking. If you, you know, I mean, I want people who can
what,
sober...
What, a casual drink?
Well, you say it's casual, I don't know, but what
well,
I'm...
Oh, well, that's interesting, because now what you're doing is you're deflecting from your own... issues rather and ooh. Putting them on to me.
No, I'm not doing that.
Are you an alcoholic, Clinton?
Yes, I am.
I'm so sorry. I genuinely
yeah,
and
it's
did
very upsetting that.
That
she's done that.
I genuinely didn't
know
that.
Spirit is saying that you do that, my love. You like to deflect.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah,
well, it's
it is interesting.
You're using spirit.
Yeah, it is interesting.
To deliver your own agenda.
Well, it's very interesting, and I'm interested, and you should be interested.
I'm interested too, actually.
Yeah, we're all interested.
So why are you so keen?
Very aggressive.
Why? Just calm down.
It's not aggressive at all.
You Shalamar Shack Attack, my love.
Please. I don't know if you just did a hex then, but we don't allow hexes on this show.
It doesn't bother me, honestly.
Okay, could you both shut up? Could you both just shut up for a second?
Yeah.
Sarah, why... You seem determined to try and catch Clinton out. What's happened?
No, I wasn't catching out. What I've done is I've listened to the call, and once you listen back on this, it's a lot of guesswork. So that's just an opinion that I've got.
All right,
with
all right.
The understanding
we've
that
got,
I have about things. So it's not aggressive.
All right.
It's merely me sharing
we've
my
got,
opinion.
It's very closed off.
We've got 60 seconds, and then we have to go. ClintonBaptiste.com is the website to get the tour dates.
Yes, it is.
Just pick we've got to click on it. Stay there, Sarah. We've got Watford this Friday. Watford Palace Theatre this Friday.
Please come along.
I believe ticket sales are very, very poor for that show.
No, they're not. I'm joking. They're going very, very well. Please come to Watford Palace Theatre at 7:30. I'm predicting this lady won't be coming.
Sarah, how about if we drive a silver car? If we put your name on the door, Sarah, would you be bothered to turn up?
I would have absolutely no reason to.
And say now you're going to be there. Spirit is telling me, they're looking to feature, you're going to be at Watford Palace on Friday. I will see you there, my love. And you're going to be in seat D3.
Then there is somebody else with my name, but not me. Please, Sarah.
30 seconds. This Friday, Watford Palace Theatre. I'll tweet the rest of the dates in a minute. But 30 seconds, Clinton.
Yeah.
Convince Sarah. Tell Sarah something right now, before we end, that only Sarah knows.
Have you got a 07 on your mobile phone?
No.
079. Did you just blow off?
No, that was the exerting air.
Yeah, exactly. That's the same sort of thing. But just is it a 2, 3, or a 5 in the number?
Thank you very much, Sarah.
I think point proven.
Thank you. Lovely to meet you.
This Friday, Watford Palace.
It's nice to have someone converted like that, isn't it?
Theatre. Yeah. The week after in Winchester at the Discovery Centre. Yeah. Then the Marlowe Theatre in Canterbury. That's sold out. ClintonBaptiste.com is the place to go. This is the Late Night Alternative. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Really, namaste.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio. Every weeknight from 10, get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
The cactus and the tree and the rabbit on the hill.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Just listen and see what happens.
Tomorrow night from 10
on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
So I'm going to be online tomorrow morning about 11, I think, ish, 11, 11.30ish, probably playing Yakuza 3. Which is, I don't really like
this. You say playing, you watch it a lot, don't you?
That one you do. I don't really like RPGs, role-playing games. So I might play a bit of that, Catherine, or do some team kills on PUBG. I like doing team kills on PUBG, but I've done so many team kills. PUBG is like slow Fortnite, but I've done so many team kills recently, I'm worried that I'm going to get banned from it.
Yeah.
I love a good team.
Is that the game where you blew yourself up and then,
The guy I was playing with drove a scooter. I was hiding in a very, very small room, a little bit bigger than a wardrobe. And this guy drove a scooter, motorbike in. And then I shot the tires so that he couldn't drive it off. And then he was riding it and I thought it was dangerous. So I shot it and then it was on fire and then it blew up and it killed me.
Yeah, you trapped yourself in the room, didn't you?
I trapped myself in the room.
And then I saw you today.
This is my failures.
Having a lovely little, burn up in a sort of moon buggy thing.
I was driving and I was singing Who's Gonna Drive You Home by The Cars. Mm-hmm. Why was I singing The Cars?
Cause you were in a car?
No.
Oh, because that fella died.
Because the fella from The Cars died. I don't really know The Cars, apart from Who's Going to Drive You Home. And apparently, like a lot of bands, that wasn't particularly representative of the oeuvre.
Anyway, so you're rumbling
isn't
around.
Isn't it funny that when we're talking about like someone's catalogue, we say the French word for egg? I've never understood that. It's a very weird thing.
It's not.
Let's go to, well, it is oeuvre. De oeuvre pour ma breakfast, if we play. Let's go to Danny. Good evening, Danny.
Good evening.
Good evening, Danny.
How the devil are you?
Do you want to fight? I will destroy
you. Would you like to borrow my phone to ring some friends to back you up?
Would I like what?
Borrow my phone to ring some friends to back you up.
I don't need to bring any friends to back me up, buddy. I got nunchucks in my back. I always travel with my nunchucks. You still want some, we still want a piece of action?
I eat nunchucks for a living.
Really? Well, I shit nunchucks for a living, so you're gonna eat shitty chucks.
Very odd jobs you've got.
I tell you, so that means, right?
Yep.
How big is Bernal Passage?
Yep. Very big. I can fit chucks
very
up there.
Very big.
Yeah, very big. I'm very proud of my big anal passage.
You are?
Yeah.
Well, what can I say?
Exactly, well, Danny, except you can kneel down and call me master.
Listen.
Yes, sir.
So, your anal passage is that big?
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
I bet you're not even sat on a chair, are you? You sat on a fence post.
Yep, correct.
You are?
No, yep.
Has it been greased?
Dan, why the obsession with my colleague's back passage?
Listen, we've met a few times in various clubs, so you don't need to know things like that.
What can we do for you this evening, Daniel, you dirty pervert?
I don't know, but basically, you cried for help about 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, you called up 10 minutes after I cried for help!
No, I did not!
Yes, you did!
I ran straight away!
No, you did not!
Yes, I did. Ask your production staff.
I will ask my production staff, Catherine.
I would definitely recognise this girl, though.
I saw when you rang in. You rang in, like, ages after I'd asked for it.
Right, calm now and take a tablet.
Okay.
Right?
I'm going to kiss a tablet. Kiss a tablet?
As soon as you said...
Yes, sir.
Right? In 10987650, well, I rang up.
There must be one hell of a delay on your brain.
Yeah.
How's life going for you, man?
I'm waiting for the delay to kick in.
You wait, late for what?
I'm waiting for the delay to kick in.
No, there is no, they're talking about delay, all right, in your brain. Yeah, just take it, right, let's use this opportunity, Danny, to just pause for a second in life and just think about where your life is at 27 minutes past 12 on Tuesday, September the 17th. Just do a little inventory. How's everything going?
At the moment, I'm in turmoil.
Why is that?
Because do I sell or do I buy?
What are you selling or buying?
Offer on the house to buy a bigger house.
Yeah.
Or do I keep the house for an extra 5 years and get the equity and then go bigger?
Well, I don't know what the house market is doing. In all seriousness, with Brexit, I've got no idea what the house market is doing.
No,
but
do you know in Brexit, don't talk about the B word.
Well, it's relevant when it comes to that. Here's, all right.
No, it's not the bollocks. Left's going right and right's going left.
I'm
going
to give...
And the middle are going left and right.
I'm
going
to tell you what to do.
It's like picking on a circus.
I'm going to tell you what to do.
Right.
Move house now.
That means selling.
Yeah. But don't wait 5 years.
You're wearing a moment.
Well, it means selling and buying. I don't know. I thought you had somewhere in mind. Don't wait 5 years. Start looking now. It might take 5 years.
But it's about equity, isn't it?
But here's the thing, right? Everything goes up, apart from London. Forget London, right? Because London's not real. But everything goes up and down at the same, right? Everything goes up and down the same. So if your house goes up, the house you're going to want to buy is going up. Right? And if your house goes down, then odds are the house you want to buy is going down as price as well. Why waste 5 years thinking about equity and
also,
numbers?
It's not about equity. It's about whether you're going to be around in 5 years' time in the same state you're in now.
You won't be in the same state because I'm going to meet the chucks.
I'm 44 years old. I'd like to think I'm around in 5 years' time.
You'd like to think you could, but you could have a heart attack tomorrow.
Oh, that's funny.
But you could do.
I'm very positive.
You might get knocked down by a
bus
tomorrow.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you need to seize the moment because you'd never know what's going to happen.
You might wind up a radio host tonight. He might come and kick the crap out of you.
And you know, somewhere, as a truck driver who goes to work on a Monday and goes on a Friday,
yes, sir,
goes home on a Friday, I hope to God I don't have an heart attack on the motorway tomorrow.
I hope you don't.
We're not wishing it on you.
You're talking to someone who watched their 11-year-old daughter keel over out of nowhere on Saturday night, so forgive me if I'm a little bit kind of...
You did?
Yeah.
So
forgive me if I'm being a bit philosophical.
No, totally respect and understand that. Was she okay now?
She is, yeah, but we don't know what it was. But what I'm saying to you is, just when you think you've got life sorted and you make plans, something will kick you up the jacksie, so...
Do it now, Dan. Don't waste time thinking 5 years.
Hey, listen. Me and Erin Dawes, or as I like to refer to as her, that must be a babe.
Okay.
We've got 6 kids that are alive.
Right. Well, why is this having a competition now? Whose kids are alive?
One's up in heaven.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
No, it's one of them things.
Yeah. This is turning to a very, very strange phone call. Okay. So you know about it then? You know that things can change on a sixpence?
Yeah.
So why? Okay. So, all right. Well, then wait 5 years.
Well, to tell you what then, right?
I don't really care.
You'll buy it. You're going to buy it.
No, I can't afford my mortgage.
Sure, you can't afford your mortgage. I'm a poor wagon driver. I can't afford my mortgage.
Well, then don't even consider moving. If you can't afford it, you brought it up. I thought you could afford it. If you can't afford it, then stop dreaming and live and be happy with what you got, you ungrateful get.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah, exactly. I bet you do, Danny. Thank you for a very strange, slightly confrontational call. 03444991000. Good evening, Rory.
Good evening, Ian. I'm Catherine. How are you doing?
Hey, it's Rory. Rory, now, Rory only calls us when he's a little bit tipsy. What you had to drink tonight, buddy?
Oh, no, I haven't had a drink in 9 days.
Congratulaziano, as the Italians say.
Uh-huh. No, I'm just tired, that's all.
Yeah, man.
The Scottish bloke sounded good. He did, didn't he? I like that Edinburgh accent.
I thought he sounded American to me.
I thought his accent was all over the shop.
Catherine wasn't buying it at all.
No, when he said Katie Puckrick.
Yeah.
Like that, that was amazing.
Let's all try and say, I can't roll my arts very well. Katie Puckrick. Oh, I can do it there. Katie Puckrick. Go on, you do. Go on, Rory.
Katie Puckrick.
Rory. Catherine?
Rory.
Can you say, Catherine, can you say Rory and Katie Puckrick?
Rory and Katie Puckrick.
Beautiful.
There is a former radio presenter who's now a snake oil salesman who would roll his R's on everything, which is fine. It's a gimmick. But when you would talk about...
I heard him saying the way someone else spoke was ridiculous the other day.
But when he talks about Asian rape gangs, you think, come on, man. There's no need for that. He does, though. Asian rape gangs. Okay, all right, mate.
I got into trouble for, you know, Amol Rajan, who's presenting BBC News.
Do you mean Amol Rajan?
Amol Rajan.
Yeah.
Well, he was doing this report. They had him at the first item on the news. There was some serious thing.
Yeah.
And he was like all over the place with his pronunciation. And then I sometimes go on Twitter and criticize people and when I'm angry at other things and I take it out.
On Twitter?
On people like Amol Rajan.
Poor Amol Rajan. I'm sure he's very nice gentleman.
I know. I'm sure.
But you didn't act it. Did you act him?
But this is the thing, I didn't know I was adding him.
Rory! Rubbish!
I also added Alistair Stewart, who mounted a massive defence of him, of everybody, and I was attacked massively.
Who else did you add?
Alistair Stewart.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Oh, God, this is what happens when you just go on Twitter and you decide to...
Just don't go on Twitter and say... here's the thing, right? Don't go on Twitter and say nasty things. Let's all just go on Twitter and say nice things. Let's all just...
But I think it's appropriate because I don't
want... To say that you didn't like the way Amol Rajan pronounced the word.
Yes, because this is like top news on BBC and I'm paying for it.
Oh, my God.
You're one of them.
You're the sort of person who writes in and says, who's this Jack the Lad with no tie on? I read that once when I was working at Crime Watch. They were saying that about Nick Thingy. As if he was Jack the Lad. Pretty
Jack the Lad.
Far from
he
Jack
used
the
to
Lad,
sit
Nick Ross.
Like Cock of the Walk, though, with his legs splayed on the desk.
Nick Ross.
Yeah, Cock of the Walk, that guy.
What if you're the subject of the story and Amol Rajan comes on and says, well, this woman got murdered and look, that's awful.
I'd be dead. I wouldn't give a toss, would I? Find my killer and avenge me.
Anyway, Rory, you old lush. What can we do for you tonight?
I've the Scottish bloke made me forget what I was going to talk about, but what I remembered then, and it was talking. How do you talk so much, like, over, like, huh? Continually?
What?
Like, I was staying with my brother.
Talking.
Keep talking. Like, some people keep talking, and some people don't. Some people, like, continually talk.
We don't always talk, do we?
Any questions at all of the other person that they're talking to, and then they just keep going, and then they interrupt the people that they're talking to whenever they ask them a question.
Well, those people, right, we talk on this because this is our job, right, and we sort of have to, but we, and also I enjoy the conversations I have with Catherine on air, because some of them we might, here's a little look behind the curtain, some of them we might have had in the day as real conversations, and so we sort of bring them here, but most of them are spontaneous, most of the calls are spontaneous, and we don't know where it's going. That last call, wonderful, I loved it, I had no idea why it got so aggressive, but I loved it. So we have to talk. But in the real world, I am not as talkative at all.
I had a friend once, though, who used to ring up.
Yeah.
And she'd say, hi, how are you? And that would be the last thing she'd ask me, right?
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, I've got to go. I'm doing this. It's like, oh, you're busy.
Yeah.
Oh, you're busy.
I know those people. But those people, some people I like being talked to by. I like their company and I think they're great talkers and they're very amusing. They're not you, Catherine. No. But some people I do. But if I just don't hang out with them again.
Yeah, but what if they're your family?
Oh, well, then you've had it.
I don't hang out with them again. I don't see any of them. I don't get on with any of my family.
Yeah. Well, when we were growing up, we had this uncle who came from England. He was an architect. And he talked, and he just talked and talked and talked and talked and talked. He talked about architecture and Byzantine architecture. And my brother saw him as a role model and has now taking on his personality, yeah. And this man's wife, the uncle, his wife will do is she will leave him on his own in a room for 5 minutes with somebody, and then she'll go into the kitchen, and then she'll come back in and she'll say, I only hear your voice. Why do I only hear your voice? Why have I not heard his voice?
By the way, I find your English accent offensive, but carry on.
Oh, really?
I find that offensive.
You were in Belfast. You know what you said? You said, I don't have an accent. No, you're basically admitting that you...
Sorry, excuse me. What did I say? And how did I say?
When you were in Belfast, you were like, I don't have an accent.
Was Rory at our show? Did we meet him?
Yeah, I was at your show, the first one you did in Belfast.
Oh, but you weren't at the last one.
No, I wasn't at the last one. Marcus was at the last one. My friend Marcus interviewed you.
But why didn't you come to the show?
Busy.
I was otherwise engaged.
Doing what?
I can't remember. But I couldn't go.
Unbelievable, right? Big fan of the show. Big fan of the show.
We're there once a year, Max.
Yeah, exactly. Once a year, right? We lost money on that show. It cost us money to come over and not entertain you, Rory, because you couldn't get off your... because there was a good film under TV. There was a good film under TV. I'm not going to go out and see those two. There's a good film under TV.
I'm sorry. But Marcus came, and he didn't come to the first one, and he made the podcast.
I prefer Marcus. Although Marcus did buy a ticket, I prefer Marcus. And we're never going back to Belfast again. That's it. We're done. That's not even a joke. We can't go back to... we can't afford to go back to Belfast again, because some of our Belfast fans couldn't be bothered to come out and support us.
That's a sad, sad situation.
Sarcasm there from Rory. Wow. Sarcasm from Rory. Incredible scenes, Rory. Thank you very much indeed. That's outrageous. And we've got another 20 minutes. I've enjoyed tonight. Oh, we got Mo, we got Manny. Anyone else who wants to call in whose name begins with an M? 0344, where are you going?
I'm running out of juice. I'm going to go and get me plug.
Yeah, use mine.
Thanks.
You're not leaving the studio.
Oh.
No one gets a free pass out of here. 0344. 499-1000, this is Talk Radio.
The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Well, this is Triple M. We got three M's. We got Manny, we got Mo, but before that, we got Mick. Evening, Mick.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Mick. What you got for us?
Have you ever watched a program called Long Island Medium?
Long Island Medium? No, I don't know that one, sir. What is that?
It's about, her name is Teresa Caputo.
Teresa Caputo, okay.
Yeah, and it's on a Quest Red on a Saturday evening.
Yeah.
And it's about her and her family, and she's a medium.
And it's not, it's like a reality show, it's not like a drama.
No, 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 it's a reality show, yeah.
Long Island Medium, okay.
Yeah, and she just goes around. She does group readings where people invite her to do readings.
Yeah.
She also reads people on the streets, and then she does private readings where people come around to her house or she goes to their houses.
Yeah.
And it's really good. And it can be emotional at times.
Yeah.
And I would say 85-90% of the people are skeptics.
Yeah.
And she brings a lot of comfort to him with what she revealed to him.
Well, what does she? What's the kind of stuff that she's telling them then?
About their, I suppose their family who have passed on, their parents, grandparents,
yeah.
Family members who have died. Their kids might have had an accident or died. Brothers, sisters, young kids. Yeah.
Wow.
I love watching it.
I've not seen it. I'll keep an eye out for it. There's some good stuff on some of those channels further down the line. Are you a fan? Slight tangent. Are you a fan of the excellent Man vs. Food?
I've only watched the odd one or two.
Oh, mate, come on. You've got to get into. I mean, it promotes awful eating habits. It's probably, I'm not making light of people with eating disorders at all. It probably, you know, promotes terrible, terrible attitudes towards food. But it's some show.
I do know it. And, well, some of the food does look very appetizing.
It doesn't it, though?
And it makes you want to go over to America just to taste it.
Do you know what I fancied the other day, right? It was last week, just before the show, actually. And I really fancied a New York breakfast. When me and Kath did the show from New York a couple of years ago, we went into Applebee's and the diner in New York. We went there every day for breakfast. And I just really, their breakfasts are so big. It sets you up all day. You don't need a lunch. You might have a little snack at lunchtime, but you don't need a lunch. And it sets you up, carries you right through to dinner time.
So what do you have? Eggs, bacon,
everything.
Hash browns?
Eggs, bacon, hash browns. One morning we had like a big fruit breakfast. Then one morning I had like the pancakes with syrup and cream all over. Oh. Whatever. I just really, it was 8 o'clock on a Friday night and I just wanted to walk into Applebee's in New York and say, just bring me a breakfast. Anything you want. It'll do. I love it. The New York breakfast.
Yeah, but would they do a breakfast that late in the evening?
Well, I don't. Well,
there'll be somewhere.
I was
New
also
York.
Several thousand miles away from them, so that was the bigger thing at the moment. Mick, thank you for that program. I shall certainly check it out. Let's go to Mo. Good evening, Mo.
Hi, how are you?
Mo, there's Mo Limits. Mo, there's no Mo Limits. Mo, there's Mo Limits.
Hello?
There's no limits.
Hello?
There's no limits.
Hello?
There's no limits.
Look, I'm saying this is a child. Please use those things for a minute. I'll try to do something. Sacrilegious. Hello?
Mo, there's no limits.
You'd be spell sacrilegious. I bet you can't spell sacrilegious. It's very difficult. Spell sacrilegious.
Mo. Yeah.
Spell sacrilegious. S-A-C. Spell it. Hello? Yeah, hello?
Alright.
Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Mo, there's no limits.
You see it alive, man, honestly. You never get the phone. The medium, my ass, one of them. Can't believe this guy calls himself a comedian. He thinks he's funny, that's the thing. Hello?
Mo has a limit.
Oh, whatever, just...
I had to do a double up. Sounds like I had a limit. Indeed.
But he had a limit, and then Manny
was shocked by the language.
Manny, why did you swear?
I didn't swear.
You swore! Wait, we heard you! Put your mouth near the phone.
Hi.
Mo swore, then Manny swore. My double dump used.
Domino swears.
Oh, I didn't swear, did I?
Yes, you did! We heard it!
You whispered it.
I was laughing. No, I was laughing.
What can we do for you, Manuel?
Yeah.
Why is there an echo? Have you got the radio? Shut up! Have you got the radio? Shut up! Shut up! Have you got the radio on?
No, I'm on the headphones.
Right, well then there's an echo.
Does that mean you can't have the radio on?
Let me try and put it over here, please.
Let's see.
Upstairs.
Right, Manny. He's not even listening to a word we're saying. Manny, what can we do for you?
I've just come to see how Cathy's doing for this.
She's alright.
I joined Twitter today, I did tweet you, I don't know if it went or not.
Oh, which one are you then?
Manny Gill 007.
You got numbers?
I think so.
007?
That's right.
Manny Gill 007? Says you don't exist. Maybe I'm doing it wrong.
Manny Gill?
07. I think it's 07 or something like that.
No person.
Never mind.
This line is terrible, Manny. I can't, there's a terrible, terrible line. I can't, you know, I know you're blind and everything, but flipping it. I can't. Limits.
I like Manny a lot.
Well, but we all have,
our limits.
We all have our limits, and Manny is mine.
The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Oh, 03444991000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. PP Arnold, thank you to Dogface Dave for pointing out that excellent cover of the Mike Nesmith song. I ordered the album and the album came today and it's flipping brilliant. 03444991000 is the telephone number. If you want to give me a call, Catherine's going to be in a second. You can call in about absolutely anything you want. Why are none of the papers doing pictures of Prime Minister Boris Johnson as a chicken? Why has no one done? Why have none of the papers? I don't want to go down that route too much, but. Why have none of the papers done pictures of Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister, dressed up as a chicken? Why have they not done that? They did it with Jeremy Corbyn, and all he did was say, no, I don't think we're ready to have a general election. And I don't really like Jeremy Corbyn. But all he did was say, I don't think we're ready to have a general election until we've got a few things sorted. Boris Johnson was actually too chicken to go and stand behind a podium for 5 minutes with the president, the premier, whatever it may be, of Luxembourg. He was too scared to go and stand behind a thing with the leader and the guy in charge of Luxembourg. A country so small. Did you know this, Catherine? That apparently, the Luxembourgish, that's what they are called. You're quite, because it's so small. Is it I'm going to say president. It's probably a president, isn't it? you'll quite often see the president just like walking this on the street, going into Tesco's and Marx's and stuff, and you just go up to him and go, "Hello, Mr. President. I thought you were great on telly last night. Hello, Mr. President. I think you're an idiot." Okay, thanks. That's what that guy. And Boris Johnson was scared. Jeez, what is this? I mean, Boris Johnson. Let's say this. Let's just put it out there, shall we? Boris Johnson really is a snivelling shit, isn't he? He really is. I mean, he's just a guy has got the spine, the backbone of a blancmange. He's got to. We have had the last run of prime ministers. I'm going to include Gordon Brown. Tony Blair, it's questionable. But we have had just the worst run of prime ministers ever. They're all scumbags. The fact that we're looking back, it's not going to be a political show, don't worry. I just kind of feel some of the, just trying to clear out some of the right-wing bollocks that James spouts in this studio. He's trying to just waft that out of here by using actual common sense and instead of jingoistic rhetoric designed to give Tommy Robinson supporters tiny little boners. The prime ministers we've had, the fact that we are looking back fondly on David Cameron. You know, David Cameron is being portrayed in the, because he's got this silly book out, I effed a pig's head, asterisk, did I? Because he's got that, because he, sub brackets, and I left a kid in a pub, close brackets. And on the back it says, explosive story of David Cameron and his wife smoking dope, Eton, or whatever, I don't know, they were talking about they get high. In fact, we're looking back on that guy as the golden age of British politics.
I thought we were still calling him the toe rag.
All the papers have got all these exclusives. ITV and exclusive. Everyone's, oh, David. He looks like when my kids, when they were babies and they had a sore ass, that's what his face looks like. That's what his face looks like. And we're looking back going, David Cameron wasn't so bad. Now I think about it. It's like Donald Trump. Everyone goes, well, George W. Bush actually wasn't that bad. It turns out he was awful. It's just Donald Trump takes it to the next level. I'm not talking about Brexit. I'm just saying our prime minister has got no spine. Go and stand in front of, do you know how many people were at this protest in Luxembourg?
Right.
Between 50 and 70.
Oh.
Do you know who they were? Yeah, they were musicians from an orchestra. That's who they were. They were musicians from an orchestra, primarily.
So if he just battered a stick on the thing, they would have shut up.
I could have got them doing it all together. You want to get a laugh? Do a little conducting thing. They were about 70 maximum musicians from an orchestra. I'm not in any way dismissing musicians from orchestras. I'm not saying, you know, that they're soft and soppy. I'm not saying they're big girls' blouses.
You're
like
just saying
he might
they're
say.
Unlikely to throw bricks.
I'm just saying, for God's sakes, man, go and stand there, let them shout their stuff. The reason he didn't, here's the thing, and we will move on to, is there a show worse than Rupert the Bear in a second? I promise you. 0344-499-1000. I promise you, we will move on to, is there a television show duller, not worse, duller. It's got to be boring than Rupert the Bear. You can start calling in now. 0344-499-1000. Here's the reason he didn't do that thing at the podiums. Not because of the protesters at all. He's done stuff in front of protesters, in front of more, bigger and louder protesters. He just knew that he was going to lie. He knew that he was going to lie, and he knew that the president of Luxembourg had nothing to lose by calling him out as a liar. He lied, and he got called out as a liar. He just couldn't stand there and take it. That man is scum. Boris Johnson is a scumbag. It's embarrassing that he's our prime minister. Here's my prediction, though. He's either going to be the shortest prime minister we ever have, right? And that will be hilarious. Or he's going to be in for years and years and years. And I've said this before. Nigel Farage, Farty Farage, will be his deputy prime minister. This is my prediction. I've said it before.
What, the man who can't get elected?
Yes, that's it. That's the guy. That's my prediction. Why do you hate Rupert the Bear so much, Catherine Boyle? You mentioned this to me earlier
too
on.
Too much writing in the annuals. I used to get the annuals all the time because my granddad used to work for the Daily Express.
Oi.
And Rupert used to appear in Express newspapers, if I remember rightly. And so every Christmas I'd get a Rupert the Bear annual. Too much writing, too busy. The pictures were too busy.
Yeah, boring.
The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Can you name anybody with less of a spine than your current Prime Minister, Boris Johnson? Is his middle name Falafel? It's Falafel, isn't it?
Pretty much.
His middle name is Falafel. I've met Boris's dad, boring.
His name Kerfuffle?
Something like that. I've met one of his brothers. Did I meet two of his brothers? They were very, very nice. Very nice. But just absolutely spineless. I mean, by the way, I'm really hoping, I know the last few Brexit nights, big nights, we've been off. Oh, I'm hoping we get that October the 31st gig. I want to be on air on October the 31st and just sit here and soak up the vibe. I want to sit here and soak up the vibe.
I'll bring the popcorn.
Oh, it's going to be a humdinger. As will tonight's dear listener, 03444991000 is the telephone number. We can talk about Boris Johnson if you want. I just feel I had to get that off my chest. I sit here and listen to some of the absolute guff that James Whale spouts, and then I hear the thick idiots that call in to lick his bum, and just you can hear the drool and spittle as they hello James, I'd like to agree with them. Absolute idiots. Well, and here's the thing, right? He was angry. James was angry about the Lib Dems saying if they get into power, they're going to revoke Article 50, right? I'm sorry, I know we don't do Brexit, but just this has really been on my mind today. They get into power, they're going to revoke Article 50, right? And he's going, him and all of that lot, and you know who I mean by that lot. I mean the majority of talk radio listeners. 03444991000 if you want a piece of this pie. Are saying, well, that's undemocratic.
That's undemocratic, because we voted leave. Leave means leave. Brexit means Brexit. And for the Lib Dems to say they're going to revoke Article 50, that's undemocratic.
Well, let me tell you why you're thick. Because if the Lib Dems get a majority, that's democracy. That means people have voted them in because they like the policy of the cancelling, revoking Article 50. So that is democracy in action. But here's the other thing, you thickos. Lib Dems aren't going to get in power. All they're doing is saying, they're exercising their free speech, and they are saying something that you disagree with. They're not going to get in power. Of course they're not going to get in power. It would be insane to think that they might. But all they're doing is exercising their free speech that you Robinson jackoffs support so much, and you're getting upset by that. It's undemocratic.
But haven't we been crying out for an alternative in politics? Wasn't that one of the clarion calls for voting, you know, in favour of Brexit? Wasn't it supposed to be a shot in the arm for politics in this country?
You mean because everything got
too close.
It's anyway, just guys, just thickos, just chill out. We're not putting up the whistle. We're not blowing the whistle tonight. We don't really do Brexit on this show. That may change as things go along, and you know, the radio station changes. We may not be able to fly our hashtag We Don't Do Brexit flag quite as brazenly as we've been displaying it recently, but I'm cool with that.
But we can do We Don't Do Brexit like anyone else.
Exactly. And that's why I call Boris Johnson a shit stain, because he is. And all of you idiots going, well, the Lib Dems are undemocratic. No, they're not. It's the most democratic thing they can do is say, this is what we stand by, and we're prepared to be voted in or out on it. It's up to you. It's democracy. That's democracy. 03444991000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Is there a program? Oh, is there a program duller than Rupert the Bear? You're right, Harrison. Bagpuss. Boring. 03444991000. This is the Late Night Alternative, weeknights from 10 with Ian and Kath on Talk Radio.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
So I'm into like VR at the moment. Christina, I'll come to you in a second. Someone's VR scout has just retweeted something I tweeted, and so I clicked on their things. I often do. If someone I don't know retweets me or likes or follows, I'll often just click on their bio and see who they are. Sometimes it, you know, proud patriot, you know, and I just block straight away because I think, oh, come on, there's no need for that. I followed these. I've looked at these, and they've got a little VR video, AR.
Sorry, what's that mean?
Augmented reality. So that's when you look at something real and then and there's computer interaction.
Yeah.
And they've got a can of Coke, and then these little characters come out from around the Coke playing instruments. Well, can I just say, and I'm not in any way glamorizing it, when I took LSD in 1992, I was looking at a candle listening to Revolver by the Beatles. When Eleanor Rigby came on, the Beatles came round in exactly the same way, wearing tuxedos and played as a little string quartet. And then I said out loud, you're not real, you're a hallucination. And they stood up, took a bow, and then went back round the candle. So that stuff's been around for a long, long time. But now they're making it so you can do it without ingesting chemicals into your body, which is probably the way to do these things. You know the score, dear listener. New listeners, old listeners, you can call in about absolutely anything you want. It's a late-night phone-in show. Unlike any other phone-in show, we're going to talk about how we can win the Eurovision Song Contest. It involves the Germans, apparently, and silent discos. Oh. 03444991000. Let's go to Christina. Good evening, Christina.
Hey, dude.
Hey, Christina.
How are you? Hi, Kath.
Hello.
You guys all right?
Yeah, we're on top of the world, man. On top of the flipping world.
Magic.
What can we do for you tonight?
Yeah, Rupert, it's a bit weird, isn't it?
Boring, isn't it?
Well, I didn't think so, but I remembered the song, but I've looked up it, and it's a different version to what I remembered.
What song? Mandela Effect, ladies and gentlemen.
Rupert. Yeah, exactly. I only learned about that the other day. Yeah, no, but I know a different version.
Okay, go on then.
I've looked into it, where it goes... Oh, no, I don't want to sing it now. I've got a bit shy.
Don't be shy, just sing it. Come on, otherwise this...
No, that's the thing, Kath, you just sang the one that, which I've looked it up, it sounds like that.
Everyone,
but there is another version.
Well, sing us the other version.
Okay. Rupert the bear, really, really wonderful bear, we want you to know we really care. From the start you won, everyone's got, I'm singing it different now, but it's more the lyrics. From the start you won, everyone's hot, from the things you say and do,
what?
Makes us all for you.
Okay, me and Kath are going to sing the version that I'm guessing we know. Two, three, four.
Rupert the bear, everyone knows his name. Rupert the bear, everyone knows his name.
I'm pretty sure it did
end. In all of the world.
This one's different. And
I do think that Mandela. The ending makes us all love you. I thought that was part of it.
No, never.
That's what I mean. The one I've got is makes us all love you.
Here we go. Someone who will know. And we're not doing old kids TV show, guys. Calm down.
Ian, do you know the game on Commodore 64?
What game?
Rupert the Bear was on Commodore 64.
I bet it was boring. Stay there. Hang on. Alan?
I was about your aunt tonight, Ian. Because I couldn't have done it for late night with Catherine Bale.
Well, I didn't get a word of that, mate.
Otherwise, you're on tonight, Ian, because according to my paper, it was just Kath on her own.
What paper?
Oh.
The Sun. Listings in The Sun.
Shut up.
I'm cutting that out.
Get me The Sun. Alan, can you sing the Rupert the Bear song, please?
Rupert the Bear. That's the only bear Rupert I know.
Rupert the Bear. Okay. But does that tie in with any of what you know, Christina?
No, that's like, can you Google, if you put CBBC Rupert...
Oh, I'm not
kidding. It was an ITV programme, actually.
Oh. I think it was CBBC. We'll beg to differ.
Well, no, we can't... Well, hang on, we can't beg to differ. This is the thing. We're trying
to... We're not allowed in this world, are we?
We're trying to... well, Darren is now saying that he knows your version, Christina.
Oh, really? Oh, magic.
Hang on a minute. Catherine, what was it say?
Dorothy says the late night alternative with Catherine Boyle.
Oh,
you found that? No one looks at this.
That's brilliant. Oh, cut that out. Keep that. That's great. Where? I can't even read this. It does late night alternative with Catherine Boyle.
It's only like 2 minutes.
Hang on, we're talking about something else now. The late night alternative with Catherine Boyle. There you go. Keep that. Wow. That's great news. Okay, well, I think, I guess that's the Mandela effect operating, Christina.
Yeah, but again, I was going to say, the only read about Rupert, it introduced me to Paul McCartney and The Oriental Nightfish by Linda.
Linda, yeah. Oh, I mean, okay, it's not great.
No, but I'm saying, if it wasn't for Rupert the Bear, I wouldn't have been introduced by Paul McCartney.
It's
or...
No, wouldn't that the folk song?
I mean, I eat her sausages, but...
Yeah, Alan, go on.
I didn't know her music.
Wouldn't that the folk song? We all stand together.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That is a, well, the frog song is...
Win or losing, yeah. Course we're...
The frog song is great, and is very often maligned, and it shouldn't be, because it's actually beautiful.
Well, exactly. So if it wasn't for Rupert, who is a boring so-and-so, I wouldn't know about the frog song.
Well, then there you go. You see, you found your way into
or
wind.
Or and okay. Your night fish, which I always thought was a bit rude as a child.
Okay, Oriental night fish is not very good, but there...
No, but I mean, she's naked, isn't she? And I always thought it was...
Boring. I can't remember it so long. Anyway, Christina, thank you for that.
Thank you.
Cheers, bye-bye. Alan, what you got for us?
God, kids TV shows. Do they want number centurions?
That's not what we're talking about.
Well, you mentioned, you were talking about I deliberately,
everyone, can everyone practice their listening skills, please? Everyone practice their listening skills. I deliberately and deliciously said we are not doing old kids' TV shows. We are talking about shows that are duller than Rupert the Bear.
Well, I've got one for you.
Oh, maybe
it's called Touch the Truck.
I don't remember that. 0344-499-1000. Let's go to Simon. Good evening, Simon.
I'd like to put you off first speaker there. You're all right, how's it going? You fired out the bat signal for me there.
Yeah.
By mentioning Silent Disco.
Yeah.
Because that is what I do.
There you go.
I am the Silent Disco man. What is it you'd like to know? Is there any specifics?
No, there's nothing I'd like to know. There's a story about the Silent Disco in the Times today. Let me just
show you.
Yeah.
I don't read newspapers, so that'll be
no, right. No, quaint cobbled streets and seaside holiday towns have become battlegrounds for an unlikely new antisocial menace, the Silent Disco. This is you. This is you scum.
Well, I'm really antisocial. That's why we do it. Specifically to annoy writers of the Times newspaper, actually.
Residents say that the silent parties and tours, with revelers listening to songs on headphones and singing along. I didn't think you were meant to sing along.
So annoying, people having fun, you know. I mean, why are people having fun and enjoying themselves?
Well, hang on a minute. This is exactly the kind of talk I'd expect from someone in your industry.
Yeah. He's peddling this stuff.
He's peddling this filth. This is pushing drugs.
Years.
Okay, everyone needs to practice their listening skills tonight. Or anything but silent. People living in Edinburgh city centre said they are being increasingly besieged by tourists belting out the chorus of Mamma Mia.
Oh, dear.
That's only for a month whilst the festival's on. And arguably, there's more things being belted out in Edinburgh than someone singing, you know, a couple of people singing
Mamma
Mia.
OK, all right. Well, there's more.
OK.
Angus Duncan, that's a Scottish name, isn't there? Could you turn that off, please, Catherine? Thank you. Angus Duncan, a railway worker and resident, said... Do I do the accent, Catherine?
Well, not really, do you? So, crack on.
I'm from Scotland. It's like they think they're in Disneyland. I've seen people pushed incoming traffic by these groups. They're completely unaware of where they are. It's a nightmare. They're just completely inescapable.
It doesn't make you blind, a Silent Disco. I mean, people can see where they're going.
Well, Pete says on Twitter, the Silent Disco guys were an absolute pain in the bum at the Fringe.
Yeah, they're not our company, so they are, actually.
Well, hang on a minute. It's you can't be your company good, their company bad.
Oh, no, it can be.
Okay, well, it can be, but it isn't.
If they want to call up and defend themselves, I mean, I don't know.
But you, well, what have you called up for?
I'm just, I heard Silent Disco, and I'm just sort of saying, hello, I'm Silent Disco Simon. I'm currently sorting 2,000 headphones out right now, and I'm tuned into you on DAB radio for the first time.
Wowzers.
On my phone.
There you go, actual.
I've gone old school.
Explain the fun of a Silent Disco.
Okay, well, it's just the added uniqueness. So you've got your headphones. So, for example, let's say you've got 200 people in a room. Normally, that would be in a nightclub environment. Music's blaring through the speakers. Everyone's listening to the same thing. Boring. So you take the speaker element out of the room. You give everybody a pair of headphones. They've been cleaned. three channels on the headphones, so you could have one channel playing the Monkees and stuff like that for yourself.
Surely they should all be playing the same stuff, otherwise everyone's dancing out of time.
Well, that's the whole point of it. So you've got three different things going. So for example, you've got half the room singing and dancing along to ABBA or whatever, half the room singing along to, like, the latest David Guetta track, and then the third lot of the group, you know, rocking out to a bit of AC/DC, all at the same time. No music actually coming through the speakers, so it's all through headphones. If you take your pair of headphones off your head, you're just looking around a room of people going mental. You know, I shouldn't have said that word. You know, going crazy. That's probably worse. Anyway, you know, having a good time, rocking out and dancing and going nuts to different musics. Basically,
I don't understand why. I always thought it was the same music. Do you not think
Catherine?
Because you didn't. You thought it was, you know, it was different.
Yeah, that's the point, isn't it? Otherwise,
that is the point.
Hang on, Simon. Practice your listening skills.
Yes, otherwise, you just play it out loud, so everyone dances to their own.
But then everyone's in a different rhythm.
Yeah. Ian, you need to go to one. Honestly, this is what people... Because, like I said, I've been doing it for about, 12 years, and this is what people say before they've experienced the sound disco. They're very, oh, that doesn't sound good. Oh, how does that work?
Well, it sounds... I'm not saying it doesn't sound good. I'm saying it sounds all right.
Yeah. You'd love it. Ian, you'd love it.
Well, no. I don't love people telling me what I'd love. If I was there with my kids, I'm sure we'd have a laugh. Listen, I'm not knocking it. I'm just reading this story in the paper.
The new kids' version's one in Edinburgh, actually. We did it, one at the Christmas fair last year. It was called Kids Bop, and it was basically the adults took their kids along to the, so, you know, obviously, it's like a kids' disco, basically.
But why would you have a different one for kids? Why couldn't kids do the grown-up one? Are there drugs?
Well, you wouldn't want the usual clientele of a sound disco hanging around.
What are they, scum?
it's normally students, isn't it? It's normally students and sort of nightclub revelers and, you know.
Well, so they're on ecstasy? Are they ecked up? What's going on?
Probably all kinds of.
That would be.
I don't condone any of that, obviously.
No.
But no, it's great. I'd suggest anybody, you know, have a go with the sound disco. If you, you know, go on YouTube and have a little look at the videos on there.
Hang on. Or you could just do it at home yourself.
Put your headphones on
and dance in your living room.
It's a bit boring if it's just one person dancing with the headsets on, but I mean, you could do it, I guess.
All right, Simon, thank you for that.
There is.
Cheers, bye-bye, there we go. 0344-499-1000. Have you done one?
No, I haven't. Sounds bloody awful.
I do like, that's not true. I do like dancing, actually.
Isn't the point enjoying music with other people?
Pardon me.
We both got a bit
burpy there.
Isn't the whole point enjoying music with other people, dancing with other people?
It would get rid of the problem I have with hubbub. Because I can't hear people talking if there's hubbub or noise, so I would be able to talk to people. It's like a gimmick, isn't it? I'm not having a go. I'm sure it's... I'm just reading this. Whoa, don't shoot the messenger, guys. I'm just reading the story.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Hey, keep Saturday, December the 14th. Free, because if you're in London, we got a gig coming up, the Rabbit Hole, brand new venue. We're friendlier venue. We're going to the Half Moon in Putney. Tickets are not on sale yet, but it will sell out. It's going to be great. I'm just sending off some pictures to Nina, who runs it. It's going to be awesome. So Saturday, December the 14th, in London, the Half Moon in Putney, which is an awesome venue, and tickets, I'm hoping, might even be on sale at the end of this week. That's what I'm thinking. So we look forward to seeing you all there in a new venue. It's a nice venue, the Half Moon in Putney. I'm sure I did a show there. I'm sure I did my first full Ian Lee versus Radio there as a warm-up, as a tryout. I'm sure I did it there. Really nice venue. And it's an afternoon show as well. Oh, it's afternoon, 3 till 5, which is great. So it means you can go out for a meal afterwards, you can go home. It means you can do anything you want afterwards. We will not prescribe what it is you do. But it's a new venue, and we are looking forward very, very much to being part of that. Anyway, on with this. 0344-499-1000. The Gathering, so there's silent discos, by the way. If you've ever done one, do let us know. The Gatherings began in the city as part of the annual Fringe Festival Ah, here we go. But locals have complained they now happen all year round. Ooh. And the phenomenon is spreading. At this year's Brighton Fringe, groups reportedly entered shops, art galleries and other private buildings. Akushla Bennett, director of the Art Republic Gallery, said a tour burst in with no warning. Oh, they get a punch in the jaw from me, burst into my art gallery. Ms. Bennett said they didn't ask permission before entering and there had been some very good and some very bad dance moves. Oh, it didn't sound like she was that bothered. Edinburgh City Council said in November it would review legislation. In 2016, the Swiss city of Lausanne banned silent discos after noise complaints. And then the Times really show that it's written by kids and hip young people. They've done a little box of dance fads.
Oh.
Roller discos, mobile clubbing and raves. I mean, totally irrelevant.
Why do we need an explainer box for that?
Totally irrelevant to the rest of the story,
They forgot phone parties.
Phone parties.
Yeah.
I did a phone party once. It was just disgusting. Because that foam they use is pretty toxic. You ain't never got sure. That's that outfit ruined. And also, everyone just slipped over on the floor. I'm surprised people didn't crack their skulls open. How old am I? Thing is, I had this attitude when I was like 20. People are going to hurt themselves, guys. Someone's going to get concussion. I'm out. I am out. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. That's exactly what Stephen did. Good evening, Stephen.
Hello.
Hey, Stephen. What you got for us, big man?
I would just like to declare, you say you have no soul if you do not like the Beatles. I say you have no soul if you do not like Radiohead or the Smashing Pumpkins.
The Smashing Pumpkins? A band of backstabbers and people who stitch each other up and betray each other and write awful
that's
songs?
Rock and roll.
The Smashing Pumpkins?
That's pure rock and roll.
Gosh, man, are you high on drugs or are you low on drugs? You're probably on tranks or something.
I'm on cams. Because I can't get diazepam because
good man,
addicted.
Good.
And
Smashing Pumpkins. What's your favourite? Here's the test. Your favourite? Right. I'm going to write down an album. Right. And if you say it, okay, you're not a fan. What's your favourite Smashing Pumpkins album?
Yes.
Okay, you didn't say Melancholic, all right, because that would have proved you as not being a fan.
That's the only one I've got. It's not broken.
Why have you broken so many Smashing Pumpkins albums? Because they made you want to die.
Yeah. He gets sick of that.
The thing is, if you listen to that crap, you do have no soul because it sucks the soul out of you.
You think so?
Yeah, I know so.
If you listen towards the end where he does his wee Ringo bit, where Jimmy Chamberlain does his wee Ringo bit on Good Night.
Well, I just listened to Ringo doing his Ringo bit on Good Night.
No, Jimmy Chamberlain.
Yeah, no, I'll listen to Ringo Starr. I'll listen to Ringo Starr doing his Ringo Starr bit on the Beatles tune Good Night.
Right.
That's what I'll do.
No, I love the Beatles, Help, Onwards.
I don't like the early rock and roll stuff. I like it when they started getting high.
Yeah.
Yes, man. I like Radiohead, although I bailed out after OK Computer. I got through track 3 of Kid A and I went, nah.
What do you mean you bailed out?
I listened to track 3 of Kid. Everyone practice your listening skills. I got through to the end of track 3 of Kid A and I went, nah.
Aye, I know what you mean, Paul. And I bought the album. But, see, a wee tip.
Yes, mate.
Just try, don't listen to the really heavy, there's only one really heavy track on it called Body Snatchers. And it's a really lovely, soulful sort
and
of...
who is this? Which group is this by now?
This is Radiohead.
Okay.
The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.